Absolutely. Well, that's it. We've solved not only all Britain's but the world's problems there with our fabulous Friday panel. I'm sure you agree that with me they were Matthew Doyle, former head of press at Labour and advisor to Tony Blair, as was Andre Walker, New York Observer columnist and a lobby journalist. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We've got roughly less than no 4 seconds at all. You started already, haven't you? John Holmes is here a little bit late, but I'll let you have.
I'm going to do my usual Friday thing.
You're going to be rude.
No, I'm going to put it in front of these gentlemen to see what.
Okay, boys, you have to laugh because he gets really upset if people don't.
Right,
laugh.
Okay. So what we do on a Friday, we take all the text and the tweets from the haters and the trolls that we get over the preceding 5 days.
We do.
There's a man called Con. He works on the show. He goes into the lift. He reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. There you go.
Do you know what? I'd like to say at least Matthew's laugh looked
genuine.
I would go with genuine there. Yeah. It's 12:58. John Holmes with you this afternoon. I'm back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a fabulous day. Have a fabulous weekend. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
This is unbelievable, Jeff. You have to see this to believe it.
I'm not Jeff, but you're spot on. This is unbelievable. Watch Tottenham v Watford tomorrow for just £6.99 on Now TV. That's right, stream the biggest matches live with a pay-as-you-go Sky Sports Day Pass, only available on Now TV. So, to get 24 hours of Sky Sports for just £6.99, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK only, content streamed via internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe, you were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage.
And the national living wage. It's a step up in pay.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is as well. Good afternoon. It's Friday. I am John Holmes. 1 o'clock. David's got the news.
Thank you very much indeed. Britain welcomes US missile strikes in Syria. Westminster attack claims another victim and fresh economy warning over Brexit.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has unleashed a barrage of cruise missiles on a Syrian airbase in retaliation for what the US called the regime's barbaric use of chemical weapons. The US president said the strike was in the vital national security interest. Britain's led international support, describing it as a limited and appropriate response. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says allies of Syria's President Assad will have to take notice.
The key to it, of course, is Russia, which has huge influence over the Assad regime, and we hope Russia will now realise that it has to use that influence to bring this civil war to an end and put an end to the suffering, particularly of the civilian population.
Crispin Blunt, chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Commons, has told Talk Radio he welcomes the US strike but says interventions like this have their dangers.
Well, of course, we all want this to stop. The question is, how do you get it to stop? And if you wish to intervene on one side or the other,
you better be sure that your intervention is going to be effective in getting it to stop.
The family of a woman who's died after falling from Westminster Bridge into the Thames during last month's terror attack has been described by her family as their shining ray of light. Andrea Christier is the fifth victim of the attack to die. Senior doctors are warning record numbers of GP surgeries in England are closing as promised funding often isn't getting to them fast enough. The Royal College of GPs says teams are struggling to cope with growing demand on services. A woman who claims she'd been abducted from Redcar seafront and raped in front of her toddler has been arrested. Cleveland police say they no longer are investigating the allegation made last month. The woman, in her early 30s, is being held on suspicion of wasting police time. The governor of the Bank of England's warning of major economic harm if Brexit negotiations between Britain and the EU falter. Mark Carney's asking financial firms to submit contingency plans and prepare for all scenarios, including a no-deal outcome.
Hey, David.
Hiya.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. This is exciting.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
And you're already better than Victoria. Because you didn't screw a word up there.
I didn't, actually.
That was, like, professional.
I think I should stop now.
It was concise.
Thank you.
It was just, you nailed it.
The accuracy was a little bit wavering.
Victoria's
but
all over the shop, if I'm honest with you. So we welcome your freshers.
I'm glad
to know where she is today, by the way. Do you know why you're here?
I heard a rumour that she's got a weekend off, but I don't know where.
Spa day.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a spa day, David?
Do you know, I have, but my part of the spa day was my wife getting all the treatments, me sat there playing football manager in the reception area.
Thus you win.
Yeah.
All right, David's with us this afternoon. He will be doing the usual. You'll be pleased. He doesn't know this yet, obviously. Wow. But he will be bringing you bonus news at 3:30. You know about that.
I do now.
Oh, there you go. And Headline Hijack is at 2 o'clock. Do you know about that?
I do now.
Okay, fine. David's with us for the afternoon. All the usual stuff then. Chloe will now... Oh, no, you've got weather.
Yeah, I know.
Here comes the weather.
Radio, national weather.
Here's the weather.
And it's so good, you can't have
come
wait
on,
for this.
Weather us up.
Some warm
Don't
sunshine
Don't forget
around.
To end on a high.
Okay. A temperature high or a high?
Both.
Okay. Some warm sunshine around, although cloudier in the north and west. Getting towards 19 degrees for some of us today. That's a high.
There you go. Now here's Ben with a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says it's pretty much impossible that Sadio Mane will play again this season because of a knee injury. The club's top scorer had to come off in last weekend's win in the Merseyside derby. Klopp will have to make do without Mane for their final seven games.
Pretty sure we'll need the surgery. I'm not 100% sure when it will happen. But, yeah, then it's clear. Season over.
On to golf. Lee Westwood leads the UK Challenge going into the second round of the US Masters. He'll resume on 2 under par, 5 shots behind American leader Charlie Hoffman. Great Britain are about to get their Davis Cup quarterfinal away to France underway. Kyle Edmund kicks things off against Luca Puy, with Dan Evans facing Jeremy Chardy after that. GB are without Andy Murray, who's recovering from an elbow injury. Finally, cricket. Today's IPL game sees Gujarat Lions take on Kolkata Knight Riders. You can hear the whole thing over on Talk Sport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Good afternoon. Right, let's do some Friday. Chloe's chewy. You all right, Chloe? Chloe, you right? Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Joe.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm having a lovely sandwich.
What are you eating today? Last time you were eating at this point, you ate a banana and it all went wrong.
It's a prawn sandwich.
Is it? Because you seem to be eating a banana with two hands last time, for some reason.
What?
I don't know. Then, you know, there was a banana and the buttons were there and the banana got in the way and all the thing happened. How's the prawn sandwich?
Are you aware you're still talking?
Nope. Carry on.
Talk Radio.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month...
Ooh, you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
It's one of those things where...
Knock, knock.
Who is there?
The interrupting Ken Livingstone.
The interrupting Ken Livingstone.
Hitler! It's up. It's out. It's there. It's people crying. What's the problem with
it? He's not wearing any bottoms.
But the question is, man, what's your knowledge like of Paul Ross? You can see his button.
I'm going to stop talking about Gibraltar.
Straight in with it. See what they're like. She's just trying to claim that story. That's a British story.
John, every day is a school day.
I put to you, who are football chant.
How so?
Sun talks. Sun talks. It's where the people can go. The first ever underwater Easter egg.
It needed that next power.
Thank you, Robin. Tells of the adventures of the musician Moby and Chris Moyles.
I mean, who made that decision?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome along. 8 minutes past 1 o'clock now. And as Donald Trump launches missile strikes against Mel B's husband. I'm going to be honest, I've only really glanced at the front pages of the papers today. I may have paraphrased that. But welcome indeed. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And here we go into your Friday. Tomorrow, of course, the Grand National. So I thought with that in mind, here's some chat-based topics for you, for your school and workplace. If indeed you want to have an office sweepstake on what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. A lot of people having sweepstakes for the National. I thought, well, you could turn it into a kind of let's place a bet on what John is going to be talking about on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 o'clock. So here we go. It's actually a sweepstake on people that work in this building, all right? So let's start with a 10 to 1 on Julia Hartley Brewer being unpleasant to her producers and having obnoxious opinions for money. 10 to 1, 10 to 1 on that. I've got very good odds for you this afternoon on Alan Brazil out of off of TalkSport being drunk during his breakfast show. Every single morning. And I can tell you that on Virgin Radio, Jamie East. The odds are good on this. Filming his links on Periscope because he's terribly modern. No one watches it, but he does it. Oh, and good odds that I've got a story about Virgin Radio's Kate Lawler. That's utterly unbroadcastable. However, if you ever see me in the street, there is a definite bet that I will tell you what that story about Kate Lawler is if you ask me. You know it, don't you, Cornelius?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Should I tell it on the radio?
No, even okay. Though it is the season.
Okay. Hello then, welcome along, it's Friday. That escalated quickly. Right then, here we go. As I said, as Donald Trump launches missiles against Assad's regime in Syria, I think we can all agree that it's a revelation. Donald Trump has done something we can all agree with. The first time that's happened, actually. He's launched 59 missiles, of course, at Syria's... Syria's regime. He's... from the Mediterranean, he's done this. He's not paid a missile to wee on him. He's not built a wall around the Mediterranean and said that Syria will pay for it. He's not grabbed a pussycat and thrown that at President Assad. No, he's actually done something that the world appears to agree with, and I think it's the first time. Trump do a good. He's condemned a psychopathic dictator rather than cozying up to him like he does with Putin. Although, to be fair, President Assad of Syria probably hasn't got a video of Donald Trump with some prostitutes in a Russian hotel room. But, you know. And the world shifts on its axis again. More on that shortly. But here's what's coming up on your Friday programme today. Headline Hijack is on the way. If you're a regular listener, you'll know how that works. Headline Hijack is very simple. It involves you putting a made-up news story in the news at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Not 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Today, David is our newsreader because Victoria has gone on a spa day. So the lines are open for you to get your lies to us. Here, David, say them professionally at around 2 o'clock. Your made-up fake news said as truth. 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's showbiz as well in this hour. And that's right, it's Friday, so a man from TalkSport who knows nothing about and has no interest in showbiz will be reviewing the showbiz. That is Reese. He's back. And that's in around half an hour. And there's today's big stories. Seen through the short-form oriental verse prism of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus on the way. There is our brand loyalty testing end-of-the-week quiz. If you would like to have a go on it, the number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you'd like.
Yep. There's all your reactions this afternoon. There will be a man in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello, everyone.
There he is. He will be taking the texts and the tweets that we get from the haters and the trolls. And rather than throwing them in the bin or reporting them or blocking them, what we do is we print them out and Con reads them out live from the lift here in this building as it travels downwards. It's a feature we call Con Descending. There's work experience punditry. Michael is in today reviewing films through the eyes of a work experience. They're his own eyes. It's also Some Request Friday, of course. Now, over on Radio 2 on a Friday, they have All Request Friday, where you can request songs for loved ones, and Simon Mayo will play them for you. However, we're not allowed to do that because we're a speech radio station. It's Talk Radio, the clue's in the name. So we will play you speeches and talks as per your request for others, your loved ones. I mean, maybe it's your child's, I don't know, fifth birthday, and you'd like to request Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address for him or her as a treat. That's fine. Get in touch. The number is this again, 87222.
Start your message with the word Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll bring you live music, of course. It's Friday, so our busker sessions continue as we drag a busker in off the streets and force them at microphone point to perform for you. To get you into the weekend. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's not here. Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yeah.
You lost your phone, haven't you, Kat? You went out last night and you lost your phone.
I know where it is.
You dropped it in your cauldron.
No. Mm-hmm. Back of an Uber.
Back of an Uber.
Back of a broomstick.
She goes home on a broomstick. Did you lose it in your broomstick?
You.
Chloe's on the punch. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi there. David's on the news. We know that. Paid in St. Cornelius.
Hello, everyone.
He's here. Right. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time to start the programme with some music. Regular listeners know we segue between that menu there and today's big story. And we do it with a song. But the song links cleverly to the big story. That's its production values, that is. Mm-hmm. And hot off the presses, it came out today. And it's good, Cornelius.
What is it?
It's the first solo single from Harry Styles. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, it'll be crap then.
No, I've heard it, actually.
It's good, isn't it?
Well, it's a Tom O'Dell track.
It's
basically.
Not. It's Harry Styles.
Sounds exactly like Tom
O'Dell.
No,
it's Harry Styles from One Direction. And I don't like One Direction. They're rubbish. But I like this, right? And I've been doing Virgin Radio Breakfast all this week. Did I say?
Yeah, you know, you have mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah. And I got the first play.
About pre-recorded first hour.
Shut up. I got the first play of. That's just what Edith does. I just copy her. Can't tell you. She gets paid loads. And the first play of this single this morning on Virgin, and I thought, well, I'm going to give it its exclusive first and probably only play on Talk Radio.
Okay.
It's new Harry Styles.
it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets.
New, it's out today. It's Harry Styles.
Just stop your crying, have the time of your life.
It's called Sign of the Times.
Breaking through the atmosphere.
I mean, I hate One Direction, but I think that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
A little bit Paolo Nutini maybe going on in there. Do you think a little of that? Chloe thinks what? What do you think, Chloe? What are you saying? You think Bon Jovi?
We could meet
not sure about that.
Somewhere.
What do you think, Cornelius? What are you making of
really
that?
I don't really hear much Paolo Nutini.
It's like Six Music's round table in here now.
I don't hear much Paolo Nutini in it.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. A little bit, yeah.
No.
Anyway, whatever, it links to today's big story.
It bloody best do, because if this is just you playing it because you wanted to play it...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not happy with that. It has to directly link with today's big story.
Does the song I play at this time every day always link to today's big story?
No.
Yes, it
almost never does. Very tenuously.
Yeah, but it does, doesn't it? This one absolutely does.
Right.
Come on!
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times.
It's called Sign of the Times. Anyway, it does link to today's big story, which we're going to be talking about after the traffic and travel coming up very shortly. So how does it link, though? Play along at home.
Is it about the newspaper, The Times?
No. Sign of the Times, Harry Styles.
Is it about country paths?
Why?
Styles.
No.
We gotta get away from
here. Anything else?
Nah, I've given up.
Is that all you got? Right.
I know it's not to do with... What is it?
I'll tell you. Well, it's called Sign of the Times. And, of course, Donald Trump has launched 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at Syria.
How is that related?
Sign of the Times.
Fair play.
Thank you very much. Right, we're going to be talking about that next. It is interesting. Like you, I woke up this morning... And, you know, you switch the internet on, don't you? And you read the news and then you suddenly go, oh, my God, the US have launched a missile strike. And, like, it's like, what? And that turned around quickly because Donald Trump was saying something would happen with Syria only 2 or 3 days ago. And then all of a sudden we get missile strikes from ships in the Mediterranean at Syria, which is pretty unprecedented, and it's an incredibly fast turnaround and a change maybe in US policy in that region, because at the beginning of the week, of course, Trump said that they weren't going to necessarily move in on Assad. So we'll be talking about that next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Helen's homecoming lamb.
It's a lot quieter around here since the boys went off to college. Sunday roast was always the highlight. All the family around the table for my roast leg of lamb with salsa verde crust. I'm doing it again today. It's their favourite and... Hang on a minute.
Hi, Mum. We brought a couple of pals back. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's good to have them back. For a couple of weeks.
Find Helen's homecoming lamb recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
This is Lizzie from Insure & Go.
There are loads of interesting things about Russia. One of them is the Dancing Forest of Kaliningrad. It's a forest of pine trees, but they have all grown into weird shapes like knots, loops, twists and spirals. There's a theory that it's something to do with unstable soil and strong winds. I prefer the more logical explanation, though, that the trees are in fact dancing to the sound of a magical lyre played by a beautiful maiden.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure & Go. Take us away with you.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still problems in Berkshire on the M4 westbound. Very slow there. Long delays due to an earlier vehicle fire. That's westbound between junction 6 and 8. Congestion all the way to junction 5. But all lanes have now been reopened. Travel time around about half an hour. In Hertfordshire, the M1 northbound looking slow. One lane closed. That's because of an accident just after junction 7. And as well as that, in Bedfordshire, there's one lane closed and slow traffic because of an accident on the M1 northbound between junction 10 and 11.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple. Charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio in the aforementioned afternoon. And it's time to talk about today's big story. the line now to help us through it all is Dr. Luca Trenta. He's from the Department of Political and Cultural Studies at Swansea University, friend of the show. Dr. Luca, okay, so we know where we are. It's we've overnight 59 missiles, I think, launched at Syria. What does this change?
Well, it was certainly surprising and a very quick turn of position. And the Trump administration, up until late Tuesday, really, was giving signs that it was fine for Assad to remain where he is. I think Press Secretary Sean Spicer suggested that we have to acknowledge the political reality in Syria. And Trump had given similar signs during the campaign and during the early months in office. Whereas now we clearly have a use of force in Syria again, and it's possibly unexpected, but the argument could be made that if the Obama administration had been in the same situation this time and not two different measures might have been taken.
Yeah, and so what, I mean, are we seeing here, I mean, it's almost the first thing that Trump's done that the world kind of agrees with, isn't it, as well, in a sense. And I just wonder, given the political fallout from this worldwide. Now, already we know that obviously the UK government have backed the act, Australian government as well, many world leaders have. Notably, Russia, of course, called it an aggressive act. Now, does that change Trump's relationship with Putin?
Well, this is an interesting angle of the story, because we know about this Trump-Russia scandal that has been brooding for quite a few months.
Yeah.
And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is supposed to meet with Putin next week. So this might represent a very, very big gamble by the Trump administration and hoping to be able to convince Putin to soften his stance on Assad. But if this is the plan, if this is the gamble, it is a very, very big gamble and a very risky one at that, because what happens if Putin does not change his mind and continues to be a strong supporter of Assad,
of that regime? It's I mean, that's the point, isn't it? It's such a huge world stage. I mean, this is, once again, you know, we're almost, you know, this is like Cold War stuff in a way. It's Russia and it's America, and the whole world is watching, with, you know, Syria as the catalyst for this. And in terms of the idea to launch this, and you're absolutely right, you know, I like many people, woke up this morning to this news.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a shock, because you don't, headlines like, you know, America have launched missiles at a country isn't something you see every day. And in terms of the quick turnaround, which is what you were sort of talking about, I mean, is it unprecedented, this kind of thing? Because normally there's an escalation and a build-up, but here there kind of wasn't.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell if it's absolutely unprecedented in the history of U.S. foreign policy, but certainly a three-day complete turnaround is something extremely quick. And we have to remember that even in late March, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations was suggesting that it was no longer a U.S. priority to get Assad out.
Mm.
And so in a sense, this bombing, if it remains this bombing, is a choice with very little losses for the Trump administration, especially domestically. As you pointed out, it's something that quite a few people agree upon.
Yeah.
But it doesn't solve any problem. It is...
Well, the Russians as well. What's interesting about it, the Russian statement this afternoon as well, was that the strike was ineffective. But I mean, it was targeted, of course, on the military base that their intelligence says was responsible for this terrible gas attack. But yet, it's. I mean, my question to you, I suppose, is what does it achieve?
I mean, I think it's too early to tell if it had been ineffective in actually destroying the target that had been decided upon.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why it might have been ineffective is because the U.S. notified Russia in advance, and Russia might have, we simply don't know, notified Syrian forces on the airbase to evacuate.
Yeah.
Early evidence suggests that the general actually in charge of the base might have died in the strike.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think it achieves much. It is really probably a signal done for both domestic and international consumption. But the fact remains that the Trump administration does not have a plan to bring peace in Syria. There is no peace plan. And this might also go against, in a sense, much of the policy and the rhetoric that the Trump administration has been sending out since the election suggested that ISIS is the main enemy,
yeah,
and that the U.S. will fight alongside everyone who is fighting ISIS. But this being said, it might also be a reflection of changes within the Trump administration. There is a new national security advisor in charge who's been bringing in more seasoned professionals, let's say.
Yeah.
Bannon has been kicked out of the NSC.
Yeah, that's right.
This week. So it might be a change, but we don't know.
Does it suggest that Trump is now listening to people, to his intelligence services, to his generals, to his war machine, rather than just calling the shots on this? Is that sort of maybe a position he's moving into?
That could be an optimistic scenario.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely early to tell and to make a conclusion regarding that. It might actually be a concerning sign that Trump is ready to abandon views or to radically change his view over time in a very short period of time, and also to use force relying only on the executives without involving Congress, for example, which is something that the Obama administration had been criticized for trying to do.
Yeah. What happens now? You know, finally, you know, we're watching literally the fallout from this, and you're right, it's early days, but what is the next move for either the US or the Assad regime now? What happens?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's difficult to tell. I mean, I think a lot will depend from this meeting next week between Tillerson and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
And the U.S. now, it's in a bit of an awkward position, I think, because what happens if Assad is not deterred, provided he was the one carrying out the chemical attack? What if he's not deterred and he carries out another one? Will the U.S. bomb again some other target? Will this become a sort of pinprick exchange? You do a bombing, we do a bombing.
Yeah.
What is the end game here? This is what remains largely unclear.
Yeah, and that's the worry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, thanks so much for talking to us. It's an extraordinary situation, really. I mean, terrible, of course, the gas attack at the beginning of the week that we heard so much about, and just watching those images coming, you know, out of Syria, just heartbreaking, awful stuff. Trump said he was going to do something. You know, he spoke in the Rose Garden at the White House and said there was going to be something done about it. And the quote was, of course, Trump said that Assad had crossed a red line, and then he said he crossed many lines. But have the US crossed a line now? Was that to be expected? Governments around the world have backed Trump on this, which is only to be expected. Russia haven't. And as Dr. Luca was saying there is this meeting next week with Putin and the Trump administration, which could change everything. It could completely alter things on the world stage. So all we can do is just sit back and wait to see what happens, I guess. The UK aren't called upon to be involved in it, but Theresa May has given them our government's backing. Interesting times. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 1:35, slightly late because of that interview, but here's David with the news.
Thank you very much indeed. Britain has backed dozens of US missile strikes in Syria. It follows a suspected chemical attack in the country that killed civilians earlier this week. The Syrian government's denied involvement in any gas attack. Jeremy Corbyn's condemned the US missile strike. The Labour leader said it risks escalating the war in Syria still further. The Shadow Foreign Secretary Emily Thornberry agrees.
For Donald Trump to be taking unilateral action without consulting anyone else, I am concerned, is simply going to escalate an already dreadful and tragic war.
A warning today from senior doctors about the closure of GP surgeries across England. It says it's happening in record numbers because promised funding isn't getting through fast enough. Professor Helen Stokes-Lampard is chair of the Royal College of GPs, which says more than 250,000 people had to find a new family doctor last year. She says funding has been promised by government.
That's a lot of extra money and a lot of extra people coming to general practice, but it just takes time for that to reach the front line. And until the money and the people get there, then we are struggling, and a lot of practices are facing the spectre of merging or closing.
A cricketer has been jailed for 18 months for domestic violence after avoiding a prison term at an earlier hearing. Mustafa Bashir was originally given a suspended sentence after falsely claiming that he'd been offered a job by Leicestershire County Cricket Club. Remains discovered near the entrance to a stately home in East Lothian have been confirmed as those of a mother who vanished 15 years ago. Louise Tiffany was last seen leaving her home in Edinburgh in May 2002. London's mayor says he's deeply saddened at the death of a tourist who was injured in the Westminster attack. Andrea Christie's life support machine was switched off last night. The weather, plenty of sunshine for most of us this afternoon. A bit more cloud around, though, in the north and west. Highs of 19 degrees today. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour. And, David, you know that it will contain, in half an hour, a made-up news lie.
It will.
That's right. Yep. Headline hijack.
Fake news.
That's it. Writ large. However, we invented this way before it was a thing. Let me tell you that.
Well, I'm glad you were there setting the trend.
We did. We did. So what you'll get at 2 o'clock is David's very authoritative voice. I think we can all agree. And it will, but it will say in that voice a made-up news lie, but it'll sound real. We'd like you to supply the lie. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's how you do it, and it's on at 2 o'clock. All you got to do is make up some news and David will say it. It'll confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit. They won't know. They'll just believe it because it'll be in the news. That's how it works. It's on the way. Headline hijack, as is showbiz news with Reese. He's a man from Talk Sport. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but here we are anyway with him reviewing it.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. That's why I said good afternoon. I wouldn't say it otherwise, would I? So it's Friday. Here we are then. End of the week. Later, end of the week quiz. Things that have happened on the programme over the past 5 days. Can you tell us what happened next from a series of clips? That's on the way. But as I previously intimated, there's the small matter of headline hijack. Lots of stuff coming in. Cornelius has been collating some of it. What do you got there?
This is from Rachel. Who says, the number of students who drop out of university as a direct result of Snapchat has doubled in the last year to over 3,000. The social media app is said to be responsible for people failing to complete their degrees as a short-form content. As the short-form content in the app decreases a person's attention span to just 10 seconds, making lectures and seminars very difficult to follow.
Thank you very much indeed. Much like that story, as you read it, anyway. This has come in today. The Talk Radio production team have today declared war on the Talk Radio online team. This more or less did happen, actually.
Yeah.
This is actually coming from one of our producers. Hi, Ricky. Whilst the online team have released a statement saying they don't want to give the impression that the station is at war with itself, the production team have said that following a number of events, typos, and great insight, as referenced by the person writing the insight, that there is no other option. One of our producers got an excellent stroppy email from the online team here, right? And I wanted to read it out on air, but it's been removed from me. It's literally been taken from my site. It was really good. I mean, I know the gist of it.
Yeah, it's probably best you don't
okay,
do
fine,
that.
Okay, all right, fine. Right, so on the way then, headline hijack, yours, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be doing showbiz next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
This is unbelievable, Jeff. You have to see this to believe it.
I'm not Jeff, but you're spot on. This is unbelievable. Watch Tottenham v Watford tomorrow for just £6.99 on Now TV. That's right, stream the biggest matches live with a pay-as-you-go Sky Sports Day Pass, only available on Now TV. So to get 24 hours of Sky Sports for just £6.99, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK only, content streamed via internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
And they're off. Coming up on the inside, it's the one your wife liked the look of, followed by the one your dog picked, chasing the one you got in the sweepstake, taking the lead. There's a better way to pick your horses with the Sun's free favourite pullout every day of the Aintree Festival. Get all the top tips on the form, the fences and the favourites, plus a free sweepstake kit today and a free £1 Grand National bet at Ladbrokes tomorrow, only in the Sun. Free bet in shops only, conditions apply, 18 plus, gamble aware.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europcar, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europcar, moving your way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans.
Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in Bedfordshire. We've got one lane closed and slow traffic because of an accident on the M1 northbound between junctions 10 and 11. Lane 3 is closed there. In Hertfordshire, it's looking slow because of an accident on the M1 northbound after junction 7. Congestion is all the way to junction 6A, but all lanes have been reopened. And on the M5, got one lane closed and queuing traffic because of long delays due to an accident involving two vans. That's northbound at junction 2 for Albury and Birmingham. Congestion is all the way to Frankley Services.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Of course, still to come on the programme today, live music. It's a Friday and we like to serenade you into the weekend with live music by, well, we go outside. I'll be honest with you, we go outside and we simply drag a busker in from the streets. And thereby losing the money. We forced them to perform at Microphone Point, and what larks that is. We'll be doing it in the last half an hour of the show. Now, it's there's a lot of news. I don't know whether you're aware of the news. America have launched missiles on Syria. We know about that. 59 Tomahawk missiles. So the details we're getting of that. Let me just go through this. I'm just looking at this now. What's happened is they've launched Tomahawk missiles, but this has angered snowflakes, I'm afraid, because it's cultural appropriation of the traditional weapon of the Native Americans, of course. The Tomahawk goes back centuries. It goes back to when the white man oppressed the then Red Indians. We can't say that anymore either. But Native Americans, they had Tomahawks, and they named missiles after them later on. That's cultural appropriation of their weaponry, according to millennials. Hashtag Native American Axe Missiles is trending on Twitter. Hashtag Native American Axes Matter, also trending on Twitter this afternoon. And the fact that people are complaining, of course, about the fact that missiles are named after battle symbols of an oppressed people more than an actual missile attack tells you everything you need to know about the modern world. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Nobody can, Cornelius, and that's why we're here to help, of course, and we do get your head around it by running the news through the prism of short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
GP closures hit. Critical levels. All we can do now is wait.
News! The news! In haiku. So, Friday afternoon, and we always lead you into Friday afternoon with a roundup of the showbiz. It always comes from somebody who works for TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Today's guest showbiz reviewer who fits that bill, it's only pre-recorded Ben from the Sport.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. It's nice to have you not pre-recorded.
It's nice to be live in the flesh.
Yeah, but people won't believe this.
No.
They're all thinking, what's happening? You've pre-recorded your voice with a series of responses, and I'm simply playing those in as we go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
See? Like that.
You look different to what I presumed you looked like.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
I thought you'd be a lot bigger.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've been doing my best with the Easter eggs.
Okay.
The three
well,
ones
yeah.
around the office.
But yeah, this is the first time me and John have ever seen you.
Well, that's true.
You've never seen Ben before.
No.
Because
no.
he's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
But curiously,
yeah.
I've seen you.
Anyway, hashtag stalker. Right, so you've got the showbiz, Ben.
I have indeed.
You've got no interest in or knowledge of it?
Not particularly. It's
excellent.
It's a bit beneath me, perfect.
Where are we starting?
Let's start with Kim K, who's turned her bum into a pool floaty. For reals.
What?
I saw this.
For
yeah.
reals.
What?
Kim Kardashian West certainly knows a business opportunity when she sees one.
Yeah.
And you cannot deny she knows how to flaunt her wares. So, yes, she really is releasing a pool float shaped like her bum. And, yes, it is ridiculously expensive. Kim is selling the float as part of her Kimoji merch range.
What the hell is that?
I know. This country. Or America, for that matter. And yeah. it will set you back $98. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Hang on. So it's a... What is it? A pool floaty?
Yeah. Shaped like a bottom. So I guess you can kind of crawl through the pool whilst riding it, for want of a better word.
This is a weird... But a pool floaty is the sort of thing normally they evacuate the pool for.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know. Normally I'm out the pool.
You have to drain the pool if anyone does a pool floaty. My 5-year-old daughter, now 5, but when she was 3, once.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
No.
You know.
My 9-month-old had the little poo in the bath
yeah.
for the first time.
But that's
it
all
happens.
Right. That's manageable. That's
bad. Manageable.
But when they do it in a pool by accident.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got to call someone
screaming.
And they evacuate the whole thing.
That's not a situation you need to be
it's
in,
not.
Is it?
But, you know, when you say a Kim Kardashian pool floaty, I mean, that suggests to me her squatting over the side of a pool.
I think she's been misadvised from a marketing point of view there, perhaps.
It's worse than her relative Kendall Jenner with the Pepsi thing.
This is
it.
It is. Yeah. It's still brown and fizzy.
It is unbelievable.
Fizzy.
Would you float round a pool, Ben, in all honesty, resting on a Kim Kardashian's arse?
Absolutely not. I'd rather take my chances in the open water, treading water.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, and sort of see where that goes with my little arms. Would you like some more showbiz news that I care so much about?
I wouldn't, but do it anyway.
Barry Manilow speaks out about being gay for the first time, age 73.
That's right.
Amid fears he'd disappoint. He's addressed his sexuality for the first time following his marriage to manager Gary Keefe three years ago.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? Now, you're probably the same, Ben, yeah. I don't know. But when this news broke this week that Barry Manilow was gay, did you not go, I know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the other weird thing, because I looked into this in some depth, because I was thinking, I'm sure he's out.
I'm sure this isn't news, yeah.
And I looked back, on the 11th of April, 2015...
You really have looked it up, haven't you?
All newspapers ran... Barry Manilow marries his male manager, Gary Keefe.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going, so we knew then, because you did it in 2015 as a news story. And now they've all gone, oh, Barry Manilow's come out. Yeah, he did it in 2015. He did it in 20... It's not news. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. He's got an album coming out.
Ah,
like next week.
Or a book or an album.
It's an album. Yeah. It's an album. I checked.
Well, there we go.
But
then.
We know this.
But what a weird way to promote your album. You know, generate news, which isn't really news.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Because now he's going, oh, Barry Manilow. Oh, he's got a new album. Because that's in the story, isn't it? And that's how the showbiz works, Ben.
Maybe he could be number one, like Bradley Walsh was last year.
Yeah, or a number two, like the one Kim did in the pool.
Oh, very good. Very good. So, he wed in a secret ceremony in Palm Springs in April
2015.
He was worried fans might be disappointed. Everybody knew.
No one was disappointed. I love Barry Manilow.
I'm a big fan.
I've got his album.
Copacabana, love it.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the album it's a two CD set.
Oh, one of those.
Which is the ballads and then the power pop songs.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
George Michael had a great album like that, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to tell me he's gay as well.
No, he wasn't.
No.
Don't be ridiculous. No.
He was going out with Brooke Shields.
Yeah, yeah. He was going out with Pepsi and or Shirley as well, wasn't he?
Indeed.
There's no way George Michael was gay.
No way. Harry Styles' debut sign of the times. Is he really the new Bowie? No!
No! No, next.
Hang on, who said... Who said he was the new Bowie? Harry Styles.
It was a debate on a rival breakfast show. One Nicholas Grimshaw has been debating this. Of course.
Well, he's not the new Bowie, is he?
Of course he's not. It's like, you know, this really, really irritates me about modern culture. It's a shame we've not got more time, because I could really go off on one about this.
Well, you can if you want.
Well, I could do. How long have I got?
You got about a minute.
It just really, really irritates me.
Yeah.
Because these kids are, you know, nowhere near as talented. They've done very well for themselves.
Yeah.
Of course he's not the new Bowie.
No. But also the song that they're talking, because Harry Styles, I'll tell you a story, Ben. Here's a story for you. So this morning I've been sitting on doing Virgin Breakfast all week.
Okay,
that's why I'm slightly jaded behind the eyes.
The glazed eyes,
look a bit ill.
Yeah, deathly pallor, yeah.
Yeah, but, so I've been getting up very early. However, this morning we were granted the first play of Harry Styles' new single. It came out today. Now, Grimshaw, as you mentioned, got the first, 8 o'clock, he got that song, right? Because it's Radio 1.
I mean, of course, you can't really.
And he's a mate of Harry Styles.
Yeah,
so I expect. So we were trying to, I heard the song yesterday, and we were talking to the record company, going, okay, can we get it just after 8 o'clock? They go, no, Grimshaw's going to do it. And we said, all right, fine. So can I get it at quarter past eight? Was negotiated. This is how it works, right?
Of course.
So we go, all right, we'll play it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't a cert we were going to play it. It had to be quite good. And I heard it yesterday. I quite liked it. Head of music at Virgin downstairs, Steph, she liked it. So we went, all right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
8:15. So we promoted it, we talked about it on air, we tweeted about it. 8:15, we've got the first play of this on Virgin, right? Quarter past eight.
8:15.
8:15, 8:15. At 8 o'clock, ping, went into the inbox of the producer. So we know we've got it.
You've got it.
Right, now, we work in this building.
Yeah.
guess what happened next?
The internet wasn't working.
Correct.
Really? So no way.
It took 35 minutes to download a 3-minute long song.
That's
right?
Ridiculous.
And thus, we couldn't play it at 8:15 like everyone had been talking about, 25 to 9, because of this building.
And you phone the tech guys and all they say is, did you fault report it?
You fault report it? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I started here a bloody year ago.
This country. This building. I feel broken after that.
I blame Brexit.
Don't we all?
Anyway, look, I've got the Harry Styles song for you. It's here.
Oh, lovely.
So, is this David Bowie for you? I'm going to play a very quick bit of it.
Not yet.
But hang on, here we go. It's called Sign of the Times. Right.
Okay.
Not yet.
No.
He hasn't sung yet. Wait a minute. Here he goes. Here he comes. Harry Styles.
Sounds like Candle in the Wind.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times.
What do you make of it, Ben?
It's not bad.
But it kicks in a minute and I like it.
It's not bad.
It's not Bowie, though.
No, of course it's not. Your best clothes. It doesn't even have Bowie's voice.
No.
I mean that in terms of the style, not the...
Harry style.
Harry style.
You look pretty good down here.
Have you got the whole song as you're about to
yeah,
buffer?
Yeah, I've got the whole song, but it kicks in a minute. I was waiting for the kicking in bit. No, I've got. I finally got it. It took hours. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? Kicks in a minute, honestly.
Why are you both staring at me? I find it really uncomfortable.
I don't know.
Yeah, you sat there on your phone. I thought you might contribute something. Texting your mates about Charlton or something.
Do you want to go to the game this weekend?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the time. I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but ooh, I literally thought just then, All By Myself by Celine Dion.
Oh yeah. Chloe. Chloe thinks Bon Jovi always.
Oh yeah, that's
a bit of that. Yeah.
It's end of school disco, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
when you're crying into your 50p mix at the time.
Ben,
there you
know
you go.
Tom O'Dell.
Eh?
Tom O'Dell, do you know him?
Adele, yeah, she did the Bond thing.
No, never mind.
I didn't know her first name was Tom.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
That was Ben there with... we pre-recorded all of that. That was I was live, but Ben was pre-recorded.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
There we go. that was the show.
We're going to have to come back from the pub now.
That was the showbiz. With Ben on a Friday. Right, small matter. Headline hijack, of course, is on the way next. There's a made-up news story. It's in the news. It's next. Cornelius.
Yes?
Who on earth has got their story into the news, which is next, which is a lie?
It's Harry.
Where's he from?
Birmingham.
Okay, good. Harry in Birmingham, well done. It's next. Still to come on the programme, then. The end of the week quiz is on the way. There will be live music in the last half an hour of the programme. It will come from a busker. That's what we do on a Friday. Someone we've dragged in from the streets. A man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
Will be in the lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've received over the past 5 days. That is today's feature, Con Descending. There's the big debate at three and work experience punditry as well, as Michael is in to review your weekend films. It's coming up to 2 o'clock, Talk Radio, Friday. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! A store's what we want! A store's what we want! 2020! A store's what we want!
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's David with the news.
John, thank you very much indeed. Corbyn condemns US missile strike in Syria. Cricketer jailed after case review and royal photographer remembered.
Talk Radio.
Syria's president says an American missile strike in the country was reckless, irresponsible behaviour. Russia's called the bombing of an airfield an act of aggression. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn thinks it risks escalating the war even further.
Bombing an airfield where there may have been chemical weapons in place is obviously risky. And make the point that if you're to have action, then the United Nations should be involved and should be consulted on it. That didn't happen.
The UK government's welcomed the attack in retaliation to the apparent use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government this week. President Assad, though, has denied involvement. Chip Chapman, a former British military adviser to US Central Command, thinks the missile strike is a show of strength by the US president.
Trump was looking in the rearview mirror and criticising Obama all the time, so he had to take action. I've heard the word decisive a number of times. It is not decisive. It's a tactical action which won't lead to any strategic outcomes. But of course, it does draw that line in the sand about chemical weapons.
Figures show more than 250,000 people had to find new GPs last year because of a record number of surgeries closing. 92 practices shut in England in 2016, either completely or as the result of a merger. A man who avoided jail after beating up his wife has now been sentenced to 18 months. A review was ordered in the case of 33-year-old Mustafa Bashir, who lied about being offered a job by Leicestershire County Cricket Club. Remains discovered near the entrance to a stately home in East Lothian have been confirmed as those of a mother who vanished 15 years ago. Louise Tiffany was last seen leaving her home in Edinburgh in May 2002. The remains were found beside Gosford House and have been identified through dental records. The Queen and Duke of Edinburgh are attending a service to remember Lord Snowden, the celebrity photographer and former husband of Princess Margaret. It's taking place at Westminster Abbey. Sorry, I expected a weather stab.
You'll get one. What happens?
Well, we call him a stab, sorry.
Yes, yeah, no, you will get a weather stab thing. But the what happens there is, normally off the back of that, I say words to you.
Oh, I see.
And then the weather thing comes in.
Maybe that's we just should have rehearsed this.
We should have rehearsed it, but it was my fault because I popped out there into the other room.
It's quite an expression. Mm.
Yes.
Had to help him back in.
Yeah, that's right. And it's now an issue with HR.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here's the weather. Here's the weather stab. Here it comes.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Almost rescued. Some warm sunshine around this afternoon. It really is lovely out there. It's going to be low cloudier in the north and west, getting towards 19 degrees for some of us.
And what's it going to be like over the weekend? Do you know that?
Well, it's going to be a mixed bag.
Is it?
Which means I haven't looked yet.
At least he's up front about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honesty for you.
I could have gone with barbecue weather, but I would have been in trouble.
Okay.
Because it may not be.
May not be. But, you know, you've got time to research that.
Just let me type it in.
Okay, fine. Good. All right, David, with us throughout the afternoon. He's got bonus news coming up as well, of course, at 3:30 today. He brings you animal news. Here's Ben with the did you do the weather yesterday? Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino says Harry Kane has returned to full training after a quick recovery from ankle ligament damage. The England striker missed the last 4 weeks after picking up the problem in the FA Cup win over Millwall. Pochettino says Kane could be involved in tomorrow's Premier League game with Watford.
He feels good, fully recovery, and I think it's very good news for, first of all, for him and then for us. He's an important player for us and be available again to help the team. it's fantastic news for us.
Golf, and Lee Westwood leads the UK Challenge going into the second round of the US Masters. He'll resume on 2 under par, 5 shots behind American leader Charlie Hoffman. Great Britain get their Davis Cup quarter-final away to France underway this afternoon. Kyle Edmund kicks things off against Luca Puy, with Dan Evans facing Jeremy Shardy after that. GB are without Andy Murray, who's recovering from an elbow injury. Finally, cricket. Today's IPL game sees Gujarat Lions take on Kolkata Knight Riders. You can hear the whole thing live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the NHS is launching its first ever Golden Pillowcase competition. Across the country in hospitals, anyone who finds themselves with a golden pillowcase on their bed will be given free Wi-Fi for half an hour and will be given 6 options for their evening meal, as opposed to the standard 3.
Thank you very much indeed. There's David with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio. And it's Friday. Still to come. Things. One of those things is live music. It'll be happening between 3:30 and 4. We drag a busker in off the streets on a Friday to serenade you into the weekend. And they'll be performing at Microphone Point. We've got that. We've got that in session. Busker sessions. Also, the big debates at 3 o'clock. And at 2:30, Michael, our work experience, will be here running through the films that you could well be going to see this weekend. He's our work experience, and that means, well, it's a leg up into the industry for him. That's what we tell him. The reality is we only ask them to do it because we don't have to pay them. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Works like this. You can request a speech or talk. Not music, tellingly, because we aren't a music station. We can bring you bits of music, such as Live Busker, but we can't bring you music like, say, I don't know, top of my head, Radio 2. Who do all request Friday on a Friday? Simon Mayo brings you songs and dedications. If you've got a request, you can request him. You go, Simon, it's my birthday. I'd love a song. I'd love to hear Kyrie by Mr. Mister. And he'll go, great. And then I'll play it. We can't do that because of Ofcom license rules. But what we can do is play requests of speeches and talks. Talk Radio, you see. So you can send your requests to us. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's one. Dear John, Con, Cass, Mr. Showbiz from last week. Showbiz! Paul Ross, Carol Malone, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Could you please play How to Build a Business That Lasts 100 Years? It's, I think it's a TED Talk. It's my and my wife Gertie's wedding anniversary. And as a special treat, I've got her tickets to see Martin Reeves, who did this talk in the first place, do a talk. We went to see him on our first date in 1987 at the Aylesbury Civic Centre. And I've still got the shirt that he tore off when he started to speak. That's come in from Dave in Bury. Thank you very much, Dave and Gertie. Especially for you as part of Some Request Friday. Here's Martin Reeves, How to Build a Business That Lasts 100 Years.
Imagine that you are a product designer. And you've designed a product, a new type of product, called the human immune system. You're pitching this product to a sceptical, strictly no-nonsense manager. Let's call him Bob. I think we all know at least one Bob, right? How would that go? Bob, I've got this incredible idea for a completely new type of personal health product. It's called the human immune system. Oh, I can see from your face that you're having some problems with this. Don't worry. I know it's very complicated. I don't want to take you through the gory details. I just want to tell you about some of the amazing features of this product. First of all, it cleverly uses redundancy by having millions of copies of each component, leukocytes, white blood cells, before they are actually needed to create a massive buffer against the unexpected.
There it is, Martin Reeves there with his banger. I think we can all agree, what a weekend anthem. Woo, 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 woo. What noise do the kids... That's just the noise of a bird.
I haven't been to a rave.
No, obviously. Now, so that was for... I don't know what the children do now. What noise do they make at the raves?
I think it is the bird squawk.
Is it? Is that? Because it used to be
I'm pretty well informed.
It used to be an air horn, didn't it?
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah, I think it just sort of naturally evolved into... Ah! Ah!
Yeah.
I think Tim Westwood does it.
I think he does.
He goes, yo, this is Capital Extra! Big banger! Ah!
I think he does.
I think that's correct.
I think that's right. And I think what he does is, well, to get that noise, he doesn't make that noise.
No.
What he does, he's got a goose.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's got a goose in the studio and he stamps on it.
To get into it. Just strokes it, we should legally say.
Legally say? Like, too much... I'm going to Westwood stamps on a goose. And you're saying, legally, we have
legally,
to say...
Legally, we have to say...
He strokes it.
Ah!
It's a banger. Is that the lawyers on the phone? Anyway...
Nope.
Okay. You can get in touch with us if you'd like to hear a speech or a talk. 87 triple.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with... Looking
back over my shoulder. It's time for the end of the week quiz. All right, here we go. This is how it works. We bring you clips of things that have happened over the past 5 days. On this programme, you have to tell us what happened next. It's very simple. It's looking back over the shoulder of the week. It tests the brand loyalty. On the phone to play now is Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Do you want to make the Tim Westwood bird noise?
No, I think I'll give that a miss.
Okay, fine, no worries.
Although I do wish someone to stamp on him.
Oh, no, he's actually quite nice.
How are you, Martin? Are you well? How's your afternoon playing out, Martin?
A bit slow.
A bit slow, is it? What do you do, Martin?
I work in a dispatch office up in London.
Oh, all right, okay. So, and what do you dispatch from the office?
We dispatch tickets to American theme parks.
Tickets to American theme? That's very specific, isn't it? Your Disney World, your Universal,
it, yeah.
All that sort of stuff? Oh,
yeah, all of that stuff, yeah.
So you act as, you're like an agent for that, are you? Is that what it is?
I'm a glorified envelope stuffer.
That'll do. That's fine. So you're the sort of person who would have been involved, Martin, in a very real way then, with the news this week of the term time dad, of course, who took his child out of school to go to Disneyland in term time, which is an illegal act according to the Supreme Court this week. So I'm not saying it's your fault, Martin, but it is. Just saying.
Okay, cool.
All right, fine.
Right, I've got my clear.
You're good. Now, you've obviously been listening to the show all week, Martin, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now is bring you three bits of the programme. You need to just tell us what happened next, okay? It's testing your brand loyalty. Are you ready to play, Martin?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, here we go then. Here we go. With the end of the week quiz. We're going to start on a Tuesday, Martin, specifically last Tuesday, where the topic for the big debate, by the way, the big debate is now available as a daily podcast on all of the obvious podcast platforms. The big debate subject was rabbits.
Tell you one thing, right, Chaz and Dave had a good song about a rabbit.
Yeah, they did. Well,
it was just like rabbit, that's all they said was rabbit.
Yeah, but it's interesting you bring that up because, have a listen to this, have a listen. Rabbit, you got a beautiful chin. Oh, there you go. You see, that's the pro. That's Peter.
I think that was the
song. You should have seen me dancing. That's a song of my people, that is.
Well, that's right. But here's what would happen if we get Warren's way. Warren wants to remove all rabbits. Here's what you're going to get. You got a beautiful chin. Is that what you want, Warren?
Oh, no.
There it was. That's happened in the big debate, of course. One caller then, during the big debate, Martin, spoke about an urban myth. But what was the urban myth? Was it A, rabbits were for a time used as pregnancy tests, as it was believed that rabbits would die if you injected them with the urine of a pregnant woman? Was it B, humans first got rabies when a man had sex with a rabbit? Or was it C, Disney had to drop the franchise of Roger Rabbit because people misunderstood it as an instruction? Which of those got said?
I think I'm going to go for B.
B? Humans first got rabies when a man had sex with a rabbit. Okay, let's find out.
There was the old urban legend, of course, that pregnancy tests were based on the idea that a rabbit would die if injected with a pregnant woman's urine.
All right, Martin, let's go try question two. On Wednesday, as I have had to do all week, because I'm contractually obliged to, I did a live read for the forthcoming Sun Talks event that Talk Radio have teamed up with. On Wednesday, I decided to do it as a radio play with myself playing a man called Garth and producer Dave playing my fictional radio drama wife, Susan. I'm home!
Oh, Garth, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you had a lovely day?
Ask me where I've been.
Where have you been,
Well,
Garth?
I'll tell you if you... Just pop the kettle on, love.
Oh. Yeah. It'll only be a second.
Yeah. I'll tell you where I've been.
Where have you been?
Susan.
Yeah, that's my name.
I've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events.
Quick kettle.
Which kick off on Wednesday the 19th of April in London.
Oh, can I be part of it?
Yes! But which of the following happened? We were playing with sound effects quite a lot, if I'm honest, Martin. What happened? Well, there was a marching band walking past the window. A, in the radio drama that we did a Sharknado destroy the house? B, a volcano erupted, but with candy floss? Or C, Susan, my wife there, was attacked by a lion?
I'm going to go with the lion, C.
Let's find out. It's an expert... Oh, look out for that! Look out for that! Look out for that lion! Oh, no, I hope that lion doesn't eat Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney. There. It's the correct answer, Well done. Right, question number three. Finally, yesterday we asked you, dear listener, to send in your historical facts that Ken Livingstone had told you. The slaves who built the Egyptian pyramids weren't slaves at all. They were part of a volunteer movement to help build the pyramids, as everyone knew that in the long run they would bring tourism to the area, an area which before the pyramids had very little going on.
Sand, wasn't it?
Just sand and camels. Historical facts, according to Ken Livingstone. Cornelius.
Well, Ken told me this just earlier. He said, well, you know Mary and Josie. He said they could have actually opted for a room at the inn. But instead, they asked to stay in the stable because they were outdoorsy people. It's a historical fact.
There it was. That was what happened. But here's the question. Can you remember what fact listener David sent, Martin? Was it A, Admiral Nelson didn't actually lose an arm during the Battle of Trafalgar? He actually found an extra one on the ship's deck and sewed it onto himself. So he actually had three arms. B, when Christopher Columbus discovered America, he didn't actually want to stop. He wanted to keep on going, but his kids who were on the ship wanted to get off as they needed the toilet. And that is the only way America was discovered. Or C, Hitler actually wanted children to be taken out of school during term time to go on holiday to Israel. Which of those did listener David send in?
Well, we've got to stick with the theme of the week, so I'm going to go with C.
C, let's find out.
This one's coming from David, who says that Adolf Hitler actually wanted to take all of the school children out of schools during term time and then take them on holiday to Israel.
Is the right answer. Well done, David. Cornelius has been keeping the scores.
Yes.
What did David score in today's end of the week quiz?
Two.
He's got two. Looking back. Congratulations. Did I say David? I meant Martin. Martin, congratulations. Not David. David was yesterday.
Oh, Martin also scored two.
Yeah, good. Good.
David, the newsreader, was playing along.
Oh, right, that's fine. Good. Nicely got out of you. Well done. Martin, thank you very much. Well done indeed to you.
Thank you.
Keep listening, Martin. You can hear all of this nonsense and all the stuff we do on the show on our podcast, which will go live after the show today. You'll find it at all the usual platforms, at talkradio.co.uk as well, and iTunes and, you know, wherever it is that you find podcasts. And that is the end of the week quiz. More coming on the programme. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
As it travels downwards through the building, reading out all of the texts we get from the haters, it is a feature we call Con Descending. Live music from the busker. We've dragged another one in. It's a busker session. It's what we do on a Friday to get you into the weekend. It comes between 3.30 and 4 o'clock this afternoon. Big debate at 3. And after half 2, work experience punditry. It is Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Right, your car's all ready.
Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving a thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, OK.
Come on, Simon!
Because we know every Nissan back to front, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing and 2 years warranty on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance, 9.9% APR representative. Subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We begin in Bedfordshire, one lane closed and very slow traffic because of an accident on the M1 northbound between junctions 10 and 11. Lane 3 is closed there. On the M5 in the West Midlands, two lanes closed and queuing traffic and long delays because of an accident on the M5 northbound at junction 2 for the A4123. Travel time is around 30 minutes, long queues there. And in Gloucestershire, there's one lane closed due to a broken down lorry and recovery work on the M5 southbound between junctions 13 and 14, but traffic is coping well.
Pre-order the new Samsung Galaxy S8 with Vodafone and unbox it 8 days before everyone else. Get a massive 24 gig of data for the price of 6 and brag to everyone about how you got it first. Pre-order in-store or online now. Vodafone. Power to you.
Subject to availability, minimum 10-monthly contract and credit check. Order direct by April 19th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome along. If you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio. And now, all week, if you have been listening, you will know that we are contractually obliged to bring you a live read. Now, a live read works like this. It's something we have to do to sell something, to promote something, which we are more than happy to do. It's a commercial radio station. That's what you do. But to my mind, people throw this stuff away, okay, when it happens. People just take the... Take the live read, don't they? And they read it, don't they? The presenters, they read it out, but they just read it out.
Yeah, they do their job correctly, which is just reading out it, getting the message across clear and simple, and then moving on with the rest of the show.
I don't think it's clear and simple, though.
It is.
Yeah, but I don't think that people take any notice, because what you find if you're listening to a show and a presenter reads something out, it just sounds like they're reading it out, and it's not part of the show, is it? There's no pizzazz. It's just a boring... So I think it's better to draw attention to it because
I've heard this argument several times now, and we've also heard it in the meetings that we keep having to go for. Quite surprised as how often the meetings are still continuing, yes, and they haven't given up like I have now. So I expect you to mess this up. And what I'll do is I just know I have to get a later train home because we'll have a meeting after the show today. I understand that is now what's going to happen.
Yes, but my argument remains that I think by drawing attention to this, it makes it more of a sell. I am actually doing it better than anyone else.
Yeah, I've heard this all before. Go and do whatever. What is it today?
We did Chariots of Fire, didn't we?
I remember.
We did a radio drama version of it as well. I did rap it the other day to some sick beats. Today, I thought what I'd do... Oh, and yesterday I did a football chant version of it. But today I thought I'd do the live read. Think of the best speech there's ever been. What is it?
Probably I Have a Dream by Martin Luther King.
Oh, absolutely,
Jr.
Absolutely wrong. It's the speech by the president in the film Independence Day.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Right. No, because it's a film and you don't watch them. However, the film Independence Day has an amazing sequence where Bill Pullman, the late Bill Pullman, presents a speech about Independence Day and he rallies the people of the world. Okay. Mm. So I thought I'd do it like that, because that is important. That gives it a sense of importance. All right. So that's what I'm going to do with today's live read. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Good morning. He starts it off with that in the film. Good morning. We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events. Which kick off on Wednesday the 19th of April in London. And you can be part of it. An expert panel will debate what Brexit means for you. And you will have the chance to get your voice heard live on Talk Radio. Up on stage will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney. Anna Soubry, MP. Is it Soubry or Soubry?
I forget.
Okay. Anyway, her.
Subri.
Dominic Raab, MP. And political comedian Matt Ford. Tickets are only £5, with all profits going to St. Thomas's Hospital. You can buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks, where you will also find full details of the event. Tickets will be limited, so book now to avoid disappointment. Go to thesun.co.uk/suntalks. I forgot to mention Julia Nazi Fiora as well. I forgot to mention, I didn't mention earlier. Up on stage, Talk Radio's Sam Delaney and Julia Nazi Fiora from the morning.
Stop calling her that. Oh.
Tickets will be limited, so book now to avoid disappointment. thesun.co.uk/suntalks, and together we will celebrate this Brexit thing. See what I'm doing? Our Independence Day. How about that?
Yeah, to be honest,
I mean, I sold that pretty well, I thought. I mean, ordinarily that'd just be a light, boring library.
We should say that the event will be nothing like that.
Well, it's going to be excellent.
Yeah.
It's got...
yeah, we know.
Tickets for £5, all profits going to St. Thomas's
Hospital. Yeah, that information's been done.
All right, fine. In the next half an hour of the programme, here's what's going to be happening. Michael will be here. He's going to be reviewing the weekend's films for us. It's Work Experience Punditry. We'll have live music for you as well, and the big debate at 3 o'clock. But now, with some breaking news, David has the news on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much indeed. We're getting details of an incident in the Swedish capital Stockholm. It's reported locally that three people have been killed after a lorry was driven into a crowd of people near a shopping centre. Several others have been injured. Pictures suggest a large truck being driven into the corner of a department store or office building. More details as we get them here on Talk Radio. Russia has criticised a series of US missile strikes in Syria. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's also expressed alarm at the action. He thinks the UN should be able to investigate claims of a chemical attack by government forces.
They must be given the space and the time, obviously very short time, in order to investigate the perpetrators of this attack, because the evidence obviously disappears over time.
Donald Trump unleashed the barrage of cruise missiles on an airbase in retaliation for what the US called the regime's barbaric use of chemical weapons. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says allies of President Assad will have to take notice.
The key to it, of course, is Russia, which has huge influence over the Assad regime. And we hope Russia will now realise that it has to use that influence to bring this civil war to an end and put an end to the suffering, particularly of the civilian population.
The Romanian embassy in London says today is a very sad day after the woman who fell into the Thames during the Westminster terror attack died. Andreea Cristea is the fifth person killed by Khalid Massoud on the 22nd of March. Car insurance premiums have risen 9.4% on average in the last year. The typical bill in February stood at £661, according to research. It's partly blamed on changes to the way personal injury payouts are calculated. The Governor of the Bank of England's warning of major economic harm if Brexit negotiations between Britain and the EU falter. Mark Carney's asking financial firms to submit contingency plans and prepare for all scenarios, including a no-deal outcome. The weather, a lovely weekend for many of us, with dry and sunny conditions continuing. Still chilly at night and early in the morning, of course, but hitting the mid to late teens during the day.
Thank you very much indeed. David there with the news and stuff. In an hour, David will have more news. Well, he'll have it in half an hour, but in an hour's time, bonus news, David, today.
Bonus news?
Yes. Makes the time up, you see, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
And I have to earn a living.
Yes, exactly. You get paid the same money, don't you? Well, therefore, animal news today.
Animal news.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Animal news.
I shall get digging.
Thank you. Okay. Good. They don't have to be underground. They don't have to be moles. It can be any animal you like.
You sport it now.
All right, fine. Damn. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, David. And in the next half an hour, then, Michael will be here. He's got films for the weekend. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Are you sitting comfortably, children? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a Full Set Breakfast show on Talk Radio, 6 to 10 every weekday morning, and all kinds of magical creatures used to turn up. For example, one week it was a pixie, a lamb, and also the last pharaoh of Egypt, Queen Cleopatra. And that week is next week with me, Paul Ross, because I'm going to be joined on the show, the Full Set Breakfast with Pixie Lott, Larry Lamb, and Amanda Barry, who played Cleopatra in Carry On Cleo. You lucky people. Infamy! Infamy! They're all coming in for me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the afternoons, it's Talk Radio. It is a Friday one. And on a Friday, you will know that our work experience pundit brings you film reviews, or previews in a way, for the weekend if you are looking to go out to the cinema. Then you're probably going to go, I don't know what film to see. But it's all right, because we have work experiences who are geared up to do that job for you. Work experience punditry, it's work experiences dragged away from their usual line of employ round here. Employ suggests they're paid. They're not. That's why we use them. And Michael's here with today's film review. It's Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Second time in this week.
And listeners will be happy to know my throat is a bit better.
Ah, that's good. Now, you were in reviewing music, weren't you?
I was, indeed.
And you seem to just review your own new single that's coming out.
Out today.
Is it?
Yeah. I Am The Cold Man, Embers, out today. Check it out.
What's it called?
Embers.
By?
I Am The Cold Man.
I Am The Cold Man.
Embers.
No. Embers. I Am The Cold Man, out today.
Out today.
Buy it.
Or
just stream it.
There.
Whatever.
Illegally downloaded.
Is that literally why he's back? Just to plug his own
signal? No, he's actually made a film. No, I'm kidding.
What are we talking about first, Michael?
We could talk about Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah, this is the Scarlett Johansson film, isn't it?
Scarlett Johansson film.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, John. You're lucky that I had enough Odeon premiere points to go and see it.
Right.
Because it means that I didn't have to pay for it.
Well, don't we send them to screenings?
We did try, yeah, but there wasn't any...
There wasn't any screenings.
Yeah, normally it's about a week in advance, but we only booked Michael to do this slot on Tuesday.
And luckily, I'd banked up Odeon Premier points for a sort of situation like that.
Well, here's the question.
Happening.
Right, did you waste your Odeon points, or was it worth it? Okay.
I don't know.
Oh.
It was sort of 75% worth it.
Well, that's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, should we have a clip of it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this is Ghost in the Shell.
I'm human. I'm flawed. But I embrace change. And enhancement? Now there's nothing I can't do. Nothing I can't know. Nothing I can't be. Wait, listen to something.
Au clair de la lune, mon ami Pierrot.
It's my 4-year-old daughter. The time it took her to sing that lullaby, she learned to speak fluent French. No,
there's an echo box up here. Someone's scanning data traffic. Let's see who's worth this kind of surveillance. Accessing hotel security network. Got it. 43rd floor. Someone contact the president's staff. Someone's watching him.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on with that?
I don't know what that was about.
No, and that reminded me that a lot of it's sort of like, get the thing in the mirror. And you're like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And they just did it then, and it reminded me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
what? No, it was good. It was fine. So I tell you a bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's based on the Masamu no Shiro manga series.
Okay, well done.
That's probably wrong. And the resulting 1995 anime film by Mamoru Oshii, which is apparently a cult classic. Now, I'd never heard of this.
Right.
Okay. So I went into it very, you know, not aware of all that stuff.
So open-minded.
Open-minded. Not really aware of all the controversy. There's a lot of controversy surrounding this film.
Oh, this is because it's a Japanese character.
Yeah,
and they've hired a white Western woman to play the.
Exactly.
Fine. All right.
So, but not being a fan of the manga series, I wouldn't have seen it unless she was in it. But if I was a fan of it, I might be annoyed. I don't know.
I can understand that because it's got its hardcore fan base who understandably are going, well, why haven't you cast somebody?
Exactly.
It's the millennial argument.
Yeah.
But the answer to it is very simple, and it's because no one would go and see it.
Michael Dale wouldn't have gone to see it.
Yeah. Well, yes.
So.
Because, you know, you can do that, and there are arguments that say you should do that, but the problem is you have to put a top-line actress into that role.
To get people in.
To get
bums
people,
on seats.
Bums on seats, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's just economics.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
They want bums on seats, they want your money. They want your dollar.
How does it stand? I mean, for someone then who doesn't know the backstory, the film, and just going to see it as a movie,
because
it looks a bit Matrix to me. And I said that in the office earlier, and someone went, "Yeah, well, the Matrix ripped it off."
That's what I thought. I was thinking, "Oh, it's very Matrixy." And then I read that the Matrix was based on the original series.
Oh, there you go.
So it's been influenced by a film that was influenced by the film that it was.
Good review.
Yeah, but what I thought was, if you put Blade Runner, the Matrix, AI, Under the Skin and Lucy, all into a blender, you'd get this film.
That's not a bad review at all, because those films were good films.
They were all good films, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all of them, I think.
Actually, you'd probably have to put the original film in the blender as well.
You're putting what in the blender?
The original anime classic.
That's going in the blender?
Probably. Probably should.
So what's in the blender now?
Blade Runner, The Matrix, AI, Under the Skin, Lucy, and then probably the original.
Original film.
Because, I mean, it is based on the original.
In the blender.
Yeah.
But there's a blender.
You'd get this film.
So, should we go and see it at the weekend?
I think you should go and see it. Yeah, basically, she's a brain, right?
Yeah.
Who gets put inside a robot's body.
Yes.
She's the first person for this to happen to.
Yep.
And then she then sort of fights crime. And you're on her side, and you're on the side of the government.
Yeah.
But then, gradually, stuff starts to happen, and you're going, oh, who's the bad guy? Maybe the government's the bad guys, and she's being used.
Yeah.
Hey?
That happened on a game I played once. Whilst at university, I completed a whole video game.
Yeah.
Turned out, once we got to the end, that I was killing rebels, but they were fighting for a good cause.
Oh.
I was gutted. I spent days on that.
That is gutting.
Great.
That is gutting.
Great interjection.
I can't remember the name of the
game. Interjection, Cornelius.
Oh,
can you not speak again, Michael? Thank you for that.
Right.
We've got to go to traffic and travel,
okay.
but stay with us because I know there's more.
Can you teach me how to improve interjections?
I'll do it during the travel. Can you?
Thanks very much.
Could you, Michael, just tease us as to what's coming next?
On DVD, we've got Patterson.
Yes.
And then on TV, a classic.
All right, then. It's Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. We'll do those films next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £15 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. Yeah! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the train go.
Water deregulation means the floodgates will open and England's business water market will be awash with new competition. So if your bills are overflowing, it's time to tap up the U team from UtilityWise. They've got all the skills to manage your bills. What are you waiting for? Who writes this? Basically, go to utilitywise.com/water or text water to 62277 to save up to 25% on your utility bills and get a splash of cash back. Savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined and minimum annual consumption. T's and C's apply.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
So you kick around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just for Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more
rinsing. Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just for Men is made
for men.
Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
A show's what we want. A show's what we want. 2020. A show's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in West Yorkshire. The M62 eastbound is closed. Queuing traffic there because of a police incident at Junction 25. Congestion all the way to Junction 23. In Cheshire, the M6 northbound has one lane closed and queuing traffic and long delays because of emergency repairs. That's between Junctions 20 and 21. And in the West Midlands, the M5 northbound is queuing and long delays there due to an early accident. Two vans involved. That's at Junction 2 for the A4123. Congestion all the way to Frankley Services.
Pre-order the new Samsung Galaxy S8 with Vodafone and unbox it 8 days before everyone else. Get a massive 24 gig of data for the price of 6 and brag to everyone about how you got it first. Pre-order in-store or online now. Vodafone. Power to you.
Subject to availability, minimum 10-monthly contract and credit check. Order direct by April 19th.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Now, a lot of news, of course, this afternoon. There is breaking news about this crash in Stockholm, which you will have more details on in the 3 o'clock bulletin with David. Of course, we know about the US missile strike on Syria. The Syrian government is calling it foolish and irresponsible behaviour. We know that the UK and Australia and governments around the world have sided with Donald Trump on this attack. 59 Tomahawk missiles fired, of course. The news, though, looking at it overall, an overview of it, it is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right, we're here to help, as everyone knows, because what we do is we take current affairs and we filter them through the through the filter, really, of short-form Oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Labour promises. Free school meals, that is a lot of turkey twizzlers.
haikus. Okay then, films for the weekend. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Michael's here. It's work experience punditry. He's a work experience. And we get our work experiences, proper, real life work experience, by putting them actually on the radio rather than leaving them in the kitchen to make the tea. And today, Michael is getting his leg up into the industry. That's what we tell him. The reality is, he's only here because he's free. And films, isn't it? It's films, Michael.
It's films, John.
We've done Ghost in the Shell.
We've done Ghost in the Shell. We've put that to bed.
Yeah, Ghost in the... What also comes in a shell? An egg does. And our assistant producer, Cass, smells of an egg.
Okay.
What's next?
One of my favourite films from last year is out on DVD this weekend. Yep. Patterson.
All right.
Did you see Patterson?
No.
Oh, you should have.
Tell us more.
Well, it's a film by Jim Jarmusch.
Yes.
You know Jim Jarmusch?
Yes, I do.
I've never actually seen anything else he's done. So...
Oh, okay.
But...
All right.
I'm going to.
Because you like that so much.
This film was amazing.
Yeah.
So basically, Adam Driver's in it. He plays a bus driver in the town of Patterson, right? His name is Patterson.
Yeah.
And the town is called Patterson, and the film's called Patterson.
Right.
And he's Adam Driver playing a bus driver. What's going on there?
That's a bit weird, though, isn't it?
Crazy
stuff. He's Mini Driver in it as well.
That would be good,
Driver.
That would be good.
If Mini... Someone should cast Mini Driver...
Yeah.
And Adam Driver.
Yeah.
In a film.
And a golf club.
You know, what did I teach you about interjections just before? What did I say?
You said not to say
That's
anything.
Right. So carry on, Michael.
Yeah, right. So the film is about this guy called Patterson, and he's a bus driver, and he writes his own poetry.
Mm.
Right, now he writes his poetry, and the little poems he writes, they appear on the screen in sort of squiggly white handwriting as he writes them. They're not great poems, they're quite good. They're not meant to be amazing, they're meant to be bad. They're not meant to even be that revealing, I don't think. They're just kind of like nice little ruminations on life.
It's just the story of a man.
It is pretty much the story
it's
of a man.
It's quite a lo-fi story. But now you've said it, I remember it being around.
Yeah,
I didn't see
so
it.
It's so good, and he's got a wife at home, and she just kind of follows her talents and passions. She just plays guitar one day, other day she's baking cakes, other day she's painting.
Nothing much happens, does it?
No, nothing much happens. He goes to a bar, he watches some people in the bar, there's some nice... people in the bar.
Yeah.
He's got a dog.
Dog.
I mean, nothing happens, John. It's amazing.
So, I mean...
Love it. It's like real, but it's almost not real.
Because it's not a documentary.
No. It's a film.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like, it's kind of realist, but it's kind of a bit dreamlike. And it's all slow, and you kind of just calm down. I think if anyone's feeling stressed...
Yeah.
Take them to see Patterson.
Is it the sort of... You know, BBC Four recently have started doing those things of... long canal journey where they just put a camera on the front of a barge.
Oh, good stuff.
And for 3 hours it just meanders. It's like that, isn't it?
It's better than that.
It's better.
Come on.
Than that.
It's better than that.
Come All right.
On. It's got some good acting.
Jim Jarmusch though is he's back catalogue. I mean, he's a lo-fi filmmaker.
Yeah, isn't he? Chilled out vibe.
I'm trying to think of some of the... should know this, but because I have seen lots of his films, but I now can't remember any of the names of them because it's been a long week because I've been doing two shows a day, like Breakfast on Burgess.
Shut up.
Well, I was up at three and I'm a bit tired.
Fact
Why
about
are you up
film?
So early when the first hour is pre-recorded?
Well, because I still have to get in and listen to my own voice. Yeah. The pre-record is, for Virgin Radio is all because Edith Bowman's lazy. But because I'm sitting in for her, I just do what she does. That's why. Carry on.
Can I give you a fact about the film?
Yes, please.
It won the Palm Dog at the Cannes Film Festival.
What does that mean?
It's what
Palm Dog?
Yes, yeah, it's
not
an
the
award.
Palm Door.
No, the Palm Dog. It's an award they give to a film that has good dog performances in it.
Oh.
It won the Palm Dog. Neil.
What?
Neil, the English Bulldog.
Yeah.
He won the Palm Dog at the Cannes Film Festival.
I mean, are they marketing it to dogs now?
No, and that doesn't come up on the screen.
Right.
At the beginning, Palm Dog.
Yeah.
But just, you know, a little tidbit for you there.
Thank you.
Like something you'd give a dog.
Thank you.
So.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
What's the next film we're doing? Because it's the TV film of the week.
Yeah, the film that's on TV this week I've gone for is The Deer Hunter.
Oh. That is a classic.
A mammoth. Yeah. A mammoth classic.
No, well, it's a deer, not a mammoth.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point, John. I could have had King Kong, right?
Original.
No, fine. Princess Diaries 2, no. Madagascar 2, no. Cookie's Fortune. I don't know what that is. or Transporter 2. There's a lot of naff stuff on, isn't there?
Yeah.
But this is a great film. It's on 9 o'clock on Sunday on ITV4.
Yep.
Shall I tell you a bit about it? You probably know about it.
Oh, we know, but do. I mean, that's
it's
what
it's a 1978
yeah.
film directed by Michael Cimino.
Yeah.
So it's the 40th anniversary next year. Exciting. It focuses on a group of Pennsylvania steel workers, some of whom are going to fight in Vietnam.
That's right.
There's a wedding. One of them gets married just before they leave. The wedding goes on for ages. And I like that. Just goes on for ages.
Yeah.
Just them dancing and stuff. Great stuff.
It's surely got, two of them get married before they leave.
Yeah, but one of the ones who's going off to fight in the war.
Oh, okay.
One of them and a woman.
Right. Cornelius.
Hey, I'm just the voice of the listener there.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it stars Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, Meryl Streep, John Cazale. Okay? Need I say more?
No, it is an excellent film. Iconic film. Russian roulette sequence.
Yeah, my dad does the best impression of Robert De Niro doing that.
Now, unless he's here, that wasn't worth saying.
No,
that's
seriously.
No good to us, is
seriously,
it?
Seriously, it's golden.
Well, can okay. you...
oh, wow, there we go. Oh,
great, Michael.
Picture me.
Yeah.
Picture what the listeners don't know what I look like, but you can.
Yeah.
And then thereby they can.
Yeah.
Picture what my dad might look like, and then picture Robert De Niro doing that, and then just fuse them.
I'll be honest, this is not great radio, is it? Could you... I mean, do you do an impression of Robert?
No. I can't do it.
I mean...
I can't do it.
Literally pointless.
Can you do any impressions?
Not really. I'm not going to try. I can't do them.
I mean, next time, at least have your dad ready on the phone.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say to you, Michael.
Yeah, but he has to swear when he does it, though, so he couldn't even do it. He couldn't even do it if he wanted to.
Well, this is the worst anecdote.
Can I just tell you quickly about John Cazale, right?
Yeah.
The town is actually called Cazale.
No. He was
Cornelius,
in,
again.
He was in five films,
yeah.
Right? Three of them won the Best Picture. Actually, all five were nominated for the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Three of them won it. And then, that's quite good, isn't it? Because he died shortly after this film.
I think you peaked with the dad stuff. I'm honest.
Okay.
Michael, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.
Work experience punditry there. Michael reviewing films for the weekend in the next bit of the programme. Well, there's the big debate, of course, at 3 o'clock. There's live music as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us in our brand new Busker Session Studio.
Poof.
Interject there.
Congratulations.
And of course, a man, Con, and there.
Woo!
Will be in a lift. And the lift will travel downwards through the building. And from that lift, he will read out all of the haters, texts, and tweets that we get from the trolls on the internet and so on and so forth. It's a feature we call Condescending. It's all coming up in the next hour, Friday afternoon, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Hungry citizens of Britain! With Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away. The cheeseburger of your dreams, the freshly fried chicken you crave, the crispy fish and chips of which fantasies are made. So tap the Just Eat app. It's the weekend. And satisfaction awaits. Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. Trade boy.
Q, the big sale at Network Q. The best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Q, the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Q, the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And Q, the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Q, the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
As the Grand National thunders nearer, get great value with Betfair. Betfair's odds were bigger than industry starting price on 95% of all Grand National horses in the last 5 years. That's great value on 95% of runners in the last 5 years with Betfair. Ready? Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ gambleaware.org applies to Betfair Exchange versus Industry SP on the 2012 to 2016 races inclusive. BSPs calculate 5% commission deducted. Full terms at betfair.com.
This is on.
Unbelievable, Jeff. You have to see this to believe it.
I'm not Jeff, but you're spot on. This is unbelievable. Watch Tottenham v Watford tomorrow for just £6.99 on Now TV. That's right, stream the biggest matches live with a pay-as-you-go Sky Sports Day Pass, only available on Now TV. So, to get 24 hours of Sky Sports for just £6.99, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK only, content streamed via internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
This is Nick from Insure and Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent, the obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure and Go. Take us away with you.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons at 2 minutes past 3 o'clock, it's Talk Radio. David's got the news.
John, thank you very much indeed. Truck driven into shoppers in Stockholm. Number 10 backs US missile strike in Syria. Car insurance on the rise.
Talk Radio.
At least two people have been killed and shots have been fired after a truck ploughed into pedestrians in Stockholm. It's happened at a busy shopping district in the centre of the Swedish capital. Journalist Peter Wolodarski is nearby.
An unconfirmed report says that the lorry driver first drove into people on Drottninggatan, which is one of the main central streets in the city, a mainly pedestrian street and the main shopping area of central Stockholm, and it then drove into the big department store Åhléns.
Some local reports say three people have died. The Swedish PM has said it is a suspected terror attack in the last few moments. Police say a number of others have been injured. This comes after trucks were used in terror attacks in Nice and Berlin last year. Russia has criticised a US missile strike in Syria in response to a chemical weapons attack earlier this week. Dozens of missiles targeted a Syrian government airbase. Moscow says it's a breach of international law. Crispin Blunt, chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Commons, told Talk Radio, interventions like this are dangerous.
Well, of course, we all want this to stop. The question is, how do you get it to stop? And if you wish to intervene on one side or the other, you better be sure that your intervention is going to be effective in getting it to stop.
The woman who fell into the River Thames during the Westminster terror attack has died. Romanian Andrea Cristea is the fifth person to die following the attack. The country's embassy says today is a very sad day. Senior doctors are warning record numbers of GP surgeries in England are closing because of funding issues. The Royal College of GPs says teams are struggling to cope with growing demand. A woman who claimed she'd been abducted from Redcar Seafront and raped in front of her toddler has been arrested. Cleveland police says it's no longer investigating the allegation made last month. We're paying more to insure our cars. Research shows premiums have risen 9.4% on average in the last year. A change in the way personal injury payouts are calculated is apparently partly responsible.
Thank you very much indeed, David, there for the news. Now, David will bring us the weather. Here comes a weather jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Having done my research, I can tell you that the dry and sunny conditions will continue for most of us across the weekend. It is going to be a barbecue weekend. Cloudy still, though, for parts of the north and west. In the sunshine, it's going to reach the mid to late teens.
Thank you very much indeed for doing that research. Now, more research is needed because in half an hour, bonus news.
Bonus news.
Animal news.
Animals. I'll get on it.
Yeah. That's what we bring you in half. Yeah. Careful. In half an hour, that's exactly what will happen. Just after that, there'll be live music because we have a brand new way of... Normally what we do is we squash a busker into this studio with us, but we are now taking over Virgin Radio's session studio. They call it the Red Room. I don't know why it's not red. It's not even a room. It's a space and it's got
Isn't
black curtains on it.
A reference for 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. Yes, they don't like that being talked about. It's a sort of Kate Lawler thing. Anyway, so You know that rumour I was telling you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that. You know, with them.
Yes, and I do not say any more words.
On air?
Yeah, well, yeah, off air.
Yeah, you know the, you know what I'm talking about.
What?
Kate Lawler and the...
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know.
I mean, I could...
No, yeah, don't say it on air.
Oh, fine. All right, then, it's... Sure.
Right. Honestly, my brain can't compute it all today.
All right. There's a lot going on. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the big debate next. Oh, no, it's Ben with the sport, isn't it?
Yeah, where's he got the sport?
I'll tell you where Ben's
from,
got
John.
The sport live from. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport. It's gone a bit Friday. Live from tomorrow's Grand National.
Carol Street is
I'm
next.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says he won't be leaving to take charge of Inter Milan. He's been heavily linked with a move this summer. Conte wants to at least honour the remaining 2 years on his contract, but he understands why these rumours keep surfacing.
I work in Italy. I think that... they want to come back for me anytime, yes, but it's not my business, it's not my business to listen a lot of things in this moment.
Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers has signed a new four-year contract at Parkhead. It will keep him with the Scottish Premiership champions until June 2021. Onto tennis, Kyle Edmund has lost the first two sets against Luca Puy, 7-5, 7-6, in Great Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final opener away to France, and Edmund will take on Jeremy Sharpe afterwards. Finally, cricket. Today's IPL game sees Gujarat Lions take on Kolkata Knight Riders. You can hear the whole thing over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from a Grand National. It's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock. We'll do the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll do it now. So, trending in the news today, you've probably seen this as well. A man checking into a travel lodge in Chertsey with his 13-year-old daughter in order to take her on a trip to Thorpe Park is rightly livid that staff at the travel lodge called the police because they thought it was all a bit Operation U-Tree. Travel lodge, for their part, have apologised. Yet still no apology from them over the fact that the soap they supply is less, fewer, like soap and more like trying to wash yourself with a bar of salt. I mean, am I right? Donald Trump, speaking in the US on Capitol Hill, has called the soap in a travel lodge an affront to humanity and launched 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at the travel lodge in Chertsey, an act that has been welcomed by world leaders. Now, Harry's on the phone. He's called in to Talk Radio 03459. Hello, Harry.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in. Now, you heard me say...
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You heard me say the word hill.
Yes.
In that, and then that you immediately dialed Talk Radio because that made you angry, didn't it? Because from what I understand...
Well, I've got you on... You're my only number in my contact book, John.
I know. And you're calling for Hills to be prosecuted and jailed. Hills.
Well, not prosecuted and jailed, just flattened with a big thing to flatten them.
Flattened with a big thing. So you want to see them flattened with... What big thing, Harry, were you going to flatten a hill with?
Oh, like a big iron or something.
Big iron.
Like just massive Russell Hobbs iron or Morphy Richards. I don't care about the brand. Just a big thing to get the big creases out of this bloody planet, John.
Right, so your argument is, let's get this absolutely straight, is that there are hills, right?
Yeah, that's my argument.
I know, on the Earth.
And there should be no hills on the Earth.
And you're saying no hills on the Earth, and to get rid of them, you would iron them out.
I would iron them out, John.
With a great big iron. But importantly, the brand doesn't matter.
The brand doesn't matter. It could be an Argos own brand one. Yeah. It could be something good like a Kenwood or Tesco Value. I don't mind.
It doesn't matter. The point is, you want to get rid of hills. You want to iron them flat.
Yes.
All right. Stay on the line for me there.
I'll try my best.
Okay. I want to bring in Al because he's just called Talk Radio, listening to this as well. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, John.
Yeah. All right. So you've heard Harry's argument there. He says no hills anymore. He'd like to see them all flattened. He wants a big iron. The brand, importantly, the brand doesn't matter. It could be an Argos own brand one.
It could be anything, Harry. It could be anything.
John Lewis. Ken Wood, couldn't it? And Morphy Richards, Harry. What about that?
I did mention Morphy Richards earlier, yes.
Okay, fine. Well, a great big one that would iron the hills flat. Now, Al, what do you make of this?
Well, I think he's an old fuddy-duddy.
Yeah.
I love a good hill. I mean, I've actually had one installed at our house for my wife's birthday.
A hill, yeah.
And often, of an evening, we'd have friends round, and inevitably, at some point, the conversation turns, and she'll say, you know, would anyone like to see my mound?
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's a thing of beauty. Rabbits popping up out of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes John Leslie's on there.
Yeah.
He lives next door.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting. I mean, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I'm in a noisy place. Don't worry about it.
All right then. But what I'm getting at though is that it's all very well you saying flatten the hill, but the problem is
I said flatten the hill.
Yeah, flatten the hill. Flatten the hill. Yeah, but if you Al's got one
there's
in his Al's got stop it. Al's got one in his
house. There's going to be some noise here in a second. Listen to this noise, John. Listen to this. I'm going to have to go inside. Hang on a second. Sorry.
I mean, fancy calling a radio station when...
I mean, does he realise this is actually live?
No, what do you mean?
I think it's okay, Fanny Hill, John.
Right, stop.
Fanny Hill. Remember her?
I do, yes.
A woman of pleasure.
That's right.
You know her, John. I mean, what's this guy's problem with ladies of the night? It's as British as syphilis or gin ruin.
Harry,
I heard was syphilis.
Come back on that.
Yes, well, that's...
John's dumbfounded.
Let me go back to my original point, which is what I'm trying to make, right, which is this. You can't flatten a hill with a giant metaphorical iron because you can't flatten a hill with an iron. There's none big enough. If you go and try and flatten a hill, let's take the Mendips, right? If you go and take an iron from Argos or any brand, it doesn't matter, the brand doesn't matter, right? John Lewis, you could have Argos, right?
Or any brand,
The brand isn't important. You can have one from Morphy Richards or your Ken Wood, can you? The brand doesn't.
Russell Hobbs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what iron. The iron isn't important. The brand of the iron isn't important. The size of the iron.
Panasonic make them? I don't know.
Who?
Panasonic? Do they make iron?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter. The brand doesn't matter though. Because
Dyson don't make them.
Dyson don't make them. They make Hoover.
But if they did,
you can't suck up a mountain, a hill with a Dyson. Or a the brand doesn't matter.
John, my argument is every iron to you is a large iron because you're really small.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Okay, good argument. Right, fine. But look,
hill walking, cheese rolling.
Yes.
They're British institutions.
Thank you.
Oh, and he wants to get rid of them.
I don't care for them.
Let
me talk.
Okay, then.
We've all... that's your face, Holmes. We've already lost Easter eggs. You know, we've lost Easter off the eggs, at least. You know, what's left to get rid of then, if we keep going down his road?
Yeah.
We get rid of the inbred clowns from the monarchy or the doddering old fools from Parliament. You know, it's un-British.
It's un-British, Harry. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't want to be British anymore. I'd like to be foreign.
I imagine.
Say one more time. You said a thing about an iron?
That's what your point would be.
Oh, yes, well, yeah. Are you agreeing with me, then?
No, absolutely not.
That's a shame.
I'm going to ask you this question. When did you last go up a hill, yes or no?
Never.
No, it's a simple question. Yes or no?
Never.
No.
Thank you for answering it for me. You answered it for me.
Al, when did you last go up a hill, yes or no?
I just told you, 7.
All right. Wait a minute. The grand old Duke of York, right? He had, famously, 10,000 men. Now, where would he have had them if he couldn't march them to the top of a hill? Right? Would he have taken them up the Shard? Right?
He'd be very tired afterwards. 10,000 men.
Would he have marched them to the top of the world? Would he have marched them to top of the Pops? Probably not. For obvious reasons. But... Ken Livingstone has said this week that Hitler led 10,000 men up a hill, right? Now, didn't he, Ken Livingstone? So what do you make of that? What do you make of Ken Livingstone saying
it's
that?
Marvellous. I think it's to be applauded.
Yeah?
What does Harry make of it?
Achievement. It's an achievement. I'd give him that, yes.
What do you make of these trials that they're doing in Austria? Because of...
I'm confused.
The hills in Austria, of course, Hitler, are famously... Stop talk! Hitler was...
Blah, 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 blah.
The hills in Austria are alive with the sound of music. They're alive, okay? And, of course,
and
this...
they've got eyes.
Yes. There's only one eye in hell. Frankenstein, of course, famously brought them to life. So what he did, he sewed a load of hills together, didn't he? And jabbed them with electricity, right? To bring them to life.
Silly caterpillar, yeah.
What I'm saying is that you've seen the Frankenstein films. It strapped the hills down with these iron clasps. The brand doesn't matter about the iron. It doesn't matter whether Morphy Richards made the iron or Kenwood or Argos own brand iron. It doesn't matter.
The German brand.
Yeah, I want to know. Let me be clear. The brand doesn't matter. That's the thing. It's an iron. Yeah. But come back, help me out. The brand doesn't matter, does it, Harry?
Is this phone call nearly over yet?
The brand doesn't matter, though, does it?
Are we nearly done?
I don't care about brand. Any type of brand. Russell Brand, I don't care.
Just Katie Brand.
Joe Brand,
yes.
Yeah, but the brand doesn't matter. The brand's not important, is it? It's the
I'm saying it could...
No, but what's important is that we must keep hills. As we know, they're formed when gnomes... who work inside them in the Earth's core get angry and explode, and up pops a hill.
Yes.
And that's been proven by pseudoscience. Now, if you lose hills, you're going to lose the jobs of all those irksome imps. And I don't think John's going to want that for his people, Harry. Do you want to come back on that?
I argue that Teletubbies live in hill and live in hills, and look what that's brought us.
Terrorism. And there we must leave the debate. Stop it. There,
the brand
doesn't matter. There we must leave the debate. Have you got an opinion on whether we need hills or not? We've got them, but stop talking now. Stop it. Harry wants... Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Harry?
The brand doesn't matter.
Al?
Fanny Hill.
Good. And there we are. What do you think? Do we need hills in this day and age? I mean, do we? I mean, we've got mothballs now and an egg. Why do we need hills? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lift.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Why test drive the smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with forward alert.
It's a Truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 7th and 17th of April. You'll save £500. The Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details. Ford. Go further.
Test drive any Ford Ranger between the 7th and 17th of April 2017 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 17th of April and registered by the 31st of December 2017. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20'splenty.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Right now, you can get a new boiler for half price from British Gas for your home or business in our Spring Flash Sale. You only pay the full price for installation. But be quick! Our Spring Flash Sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. To reserve your boiler for half price, just book an appointment. Visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. Hurry! It'll be over in a flash. You only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. The clock's ticking. Conditions apply.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
We begin in West Yorkshire. The M62 eastbound is closed and there's queuing traffic. That's because of a police incident at Junction 25. In Manchester, it's heavy because of a broken down vehicle on the M60 clockwise between Junctions 15 and 16. All lanes have been reopened though. In the West Midlands, the M42 northbound has one lane closed and slow traffic. That's because of a broken down vehicle. That's between Junctions 4 and 5. Congestion all the way to Junction 3. And in Berkshire, the M4 westbound has one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle westbound between Junctions 12 and 13.
The twice daily battle with a torrent of kit, the school bags, the sports gear, yet making it fit is a puzzle that only my phone can outwit in my calm within the storm. Through the maelstrom of mobiles and fingers that tap, I show them a truly powerful app. With a touch of a screen, the seats fold and adapt in my calm within the storm. All new Land Rover Discovery, with seats you can configure from your smartphone. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms, search all new Discovery. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Only use your mobile when it's safe and legal to do so. Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back. Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one. The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back. Great Whale Tales from the blowhole of Bologna. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7. 100% whale, 0% blubber. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming into the big debate, of course. Do we need hills? That's the question we're posing this afternoon. We've got them, of course. You heard Harry there suggesting that what we need is a big iron. The brand doesn't matter, to flatten all the hills. What's coming in, Cornelius? A lot of reactions, I understand.
Lots coming in. John, yeah. If you get rid of all that hills, that would affect Adam Hills. He would be crushed and that would hurt his leg.
Yep.
John, Hills got skills, says Alex. He also says, Julie Andrews just informed me that there are the hills are alive, so I'm getting out of here, off to Lincoln. It's flat there.
Yeah.
John, if you get rid of hills, then you're also getting rid of hillocks. Then what other ooks have you got left?
Bowl. John, Jack and Jill. Is there no one thinking of them? And the health and safety issue.
Yeah, no.
What of them, John? Just come in there. What would Kate Bush run up? thanks very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in 87 treble.
What would Ed Sheeran build his castle on? Starting message. What would the surname Katie, who presented Bleep Blue Peter, have? Start your message with any word you'd like, or the word talk for text messages. Let me be clear.
That's not
the text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate, and you simply must start your message with the word talk.
Go to the lift. Go to the lift. Run to the lift. I'm doing it now. Run to the lift.
Oh, good. I have a reading job
run
now.
Run to the lift. Run. Run. Here's what's going to happen. Cornelius is now running to the lift. In his hands is a printout of all of the haters, texts and tweets that there are that have come into this show over the past 5 days. Rather than throw them away or bin them or anything like that, what we do is we give them to Con and he reads them out from that lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending because the haters going to hate. Now, the lift isn't very far away, so I'm hoping he's made it on time. Cornelius, you there? You in the lift? Can you hear me?
Yes, John, you idiot. Here I am in the lift. I've, of course, changed the radio away from Virgin Radio and the aforementioned Kate Lawler to this.
Wow. What's that? What is it?
It's Polish Radio London. Who'd know they'd have such bangers?
Yeah.
I might tune in. Right, let's begin. John, John, you've been presenting Virgin Radio Breakfast all this week, so a lot of that's come from there. John, I tuned into Virgin Radio this week, and for some reason you were there. You made that music radio station sound appalling. Well done.
Thank you.
Was a text. A tweet said, "Where's Edith gone? Who is this prat?"
Yeah.
And another said, "Play some music and shut up. It's like having Moyles on air." Well, there we go. Yes. Hi, John. I wish Trump would unleash 59 missiles on you. It's coming from someone with bad taste. John, a bloke down the pub said your show is disgraceful, and I asked him if he had a choice of listening to you or getting buried up to his neck in the desert, his head shaved and smeared in honey, then eaten alive by ants, and now he is currently in the travel agents looking for the cheapest one-way ticket to the desert.
No, I get it right.
That's coming from Mad Tyke in York. John, I've heard a few times now you talk about threshing accidents. Could you arrange for Asprodcaster get her witch's hat mangled in one? I haven't heard such nonsense. Since my two-year-old started babbling, you two would probably have a great conversation, says Stephen on the text. Thank you, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
I bet there is less offal in a can of dog food. This is a pointless show. Get off, was a text.
Cure.
John, I really hate you. You're the worst, in quotation marks, DJ that has ever had a job. If I were in charge, I would sack you again. Says Stacey.
Good.
And finally, Paul O'Rourke, at the start of today's show, tweeted, "Time to reluctantly go back to LBC. Even Fogarty is better than this crew." Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. Live from the lift in the building there, as it travels downwards, it's Condescending. If you hate me personally or the show or anyone associated with it, then get in touch and you could make it into next week's Condescending feature. If you'd like to hate the show via text, you can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you'd like to hate the show via Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with some hate.
If you'd like to hate me personally, at JohnHolmes1 on Twitter. In the next half an hour then, we bring you bonus news from David. We also bring you live music. It's a Friday, so to get you into the weekend, our busker sessions continue. Today, we have decided that we're going to do it live from Virgin Radio, our sister station's music session studio, downstairs. So it's going to involve us running downstairs at some point to bring you that. Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's exactly 3:30.
Talk Radio.
And David's got the news.
Thank you very much indeed. Three people have been killed after a truck was driven into a shopping centre in Stockholm. It happened in a busy part of the Swedish capital. Police say also that a number of people have been hurt. It's understood shots have been fired as well. That may have been a separate incident, though. The country's Prime Minister says it's being treated as a suspected terrorist attack. There has been one arrest, he's confirmed. Syria's president says an American missile strike in the country was reckless, irresponsible behaviour. Russia's called the bombing of an airfield an act of aggression. The UK government has welcomed the attack in retaliation to the apparent use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government this week. Chip Chapman, a former military advisor to the US Central Command, thinks the missile strike is a show of strength by the US president.
Trump was looking in the rearview mirror and criticising Obama all the time, so he had to take action. I've heard the word decisive a number of times. It is not decisive. It's a tactical action which won't lead to any strategic outcomes. But of course, it does draw that line in the sand about chemical weapons.
A cricketer who admitted beating up his wife and forcing her to drink bleach has been jailed for 18 months at Manchester Crown Court. 33-year-old Mustafa Bashir was originally spared a custodial sentence after he lied about being offered the chance to play for Leicestershire. London's mayor says he's deeply saddened at the death of a tourist who was injured in the Westminster attack last month. Andrea Christie's life support machine was switched off last night. A warning today from senior doctors about closures of GP surgeries across England. It says it's happening in record numbers because promised funding isn't getting through fast enough. Professor Helen Stokes-Lampard is chair of the Royal College of GPs. She says extra cash has been promised.
That's a lot of extra money and a lot of extra people coming to general practice, but it just takes time for that to reach the front line. And until the money and the people get there, then we are struggling. And a lot of practices are facing the spectre of merging or closing.
The weather, this April sunshine is set to continue through the weekend. Highs into the mid to late teens again on Saturday and Sunday for some of us. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, yes.
There's more now because it's time for bonus news, which means that David brings us extra news. And the reason for that, the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. The news journalists here still seem to get paid the same amount of money despite having to do fewer work. So we like to let them make the time up. That's what we do. We do animal news, we do vegetable news, mineral news, all on consecutive days. Today, it's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
And here we go with today's animal news. The mystery of a serial knickknacker has been solved after it was discovered that the culprit was a four-year-old cat. Reginald has been stealing items off washing lines of neighbours in Folkestone for several months. The Norwegian forest cat took more than 20 items, adding bras and boxes to its collection of women's underwear. First, we had children interrupting an official being interviewed on live TV, if you remember that hilarious BBC news clip from last month. Well, now a Latvian politician has had a similar experience after his cat walked into shot as he took part in an online discussion. The mayor of Riga looks slightly sheepish as his moggy wanders over to sip from his cuppa. Another video doing the rounds is apparently from a police station in the States. It shows an officer getting hot under the collar when a mouse appears. The security camera footage shows the policeman leap in shock and make a call on his radio. And it could be the next big thing in the middle-class home counties, goat yoga. This is an idea of a farm in Florida, where else, where yoga sessions are carried out alongside the animals. The organiser says while you're doing that downward-facing dog, which is apparently a move in yoga, you may find a goat nibbling nearby. It's very therapeutic, according to one yogarite, if that's a word.
Well, I mean, that the first animal news one there, I think, perked everyone's interest, didn't it?
Were you saying it was downhill from there?
Because I think you peaked early. But no, it was all good. Mm. But I have to say that the most people's interest will probably be with the pant-stealing cat. So was a pervert suspected first? Is that the gist of it? And they've tracked this down?
I think they leapt to an assumption of perv.
Yes.
And then realised cat.
Right. Where was the cat putting this stuff?
Taking it back to its basket.
And doing what with it?
Well, you know, just collecting it.
Right.
You know, like a cat will bring back a half-dead birdie from the garden, for example.
Yes.
I think these were half-dead knickers that they were collecting and Reginald was bringing them back. And I'm a bit worried that the collection amounted without being noticed for quite a while. Like, oh, there's my bra and knickers in the basket.
Yes, it does suggest that the cat was hiding and hoarding.
Yeah, both.
In many ways, doesn't it? That's a worrying sort of trend. Perhaps we've got this wrong all... Because, you know, you often hear stories, don't you, about people, perverts, stealing pants, etc., off washing lines. Perhaps it's been wrong all along. Perhaps it's always been cats.
Perhaps we
just have a nation of perverted cats and we didn't know.
I'm also impressed with the, you know, pulling things off a line, the clippers, the holders can be...
Yeah.
Washing pegs can be difficult to operate.
You're right. And cats notoriously don't have opposable thumbs.
Notoriously.
So,
and factually.
Yes. So it's a tricky business for a cat.
Mm.
Thank you very much, though, David.
It's been a pleasure.
It has, though. Bonus animal news there from David. Now, you're listening to the radio. It's Talk Radio. We'll be bringing you live music very shortly, indeed. And don't forget, it's also Song Request Friday. We'll get to that next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, it is Friday on Talk Radio and elsewhere. I have checked. And it's Song Request Friday. Now, that means that what we do is we take speeches and talks and play them out on the radio as requests and dedications. We can't do it with music. Crucially, we're not a music radio station in terms of playing you records all the time. Radio 2 do it. They can. They're allowed to. And they do all Request Friday. Simon Mayo on Radio 2 on Friday will just play songs for you if it's your birthday or you're driving somewhere or whatever it might be, right? So we can do the vibe of that is the same because it's a bit Friday-ish. But as I say, we can only, due to our Ofcom licensing regulations, only bring you speeches and talks. So if you'd like, if it's your birthday and you'd like to hear a speech or a talk or whatever it might be, then do get in touch. Here's one. Hi, John, Con, VB, Chloe on the buttons, Cass, Moose, Jarena Adams. What's up? This morning, I took my dog, Dave, to the woods and unwittingly walked across some quick-sinking mud because Dave was pestering me for a giant stick. Needless to say, I'm now on the final stretch of a 5-mile walk home with just one welly on. Dave and I are no longer talking, and I was this morning very late for work. It would lift my spirits to hear Voodoo Economics from the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. All the best, Jason in Bourne. Well now, Jason, for you, Song Request Friday, here it is.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone, the Great Depression, passed the, anyone, a tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered, raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today, we have a similar debate over this. Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone seen this before? The Laffer Curve. Anyone know what this says? It says that at this point on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue as at this point. This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
There, for Jason in Bourne. I wanted to hear that from the film Ferris Bueller. It is rightly a classic. And what a way to set you into the weekend on a Friday afternoon. If you've got a speech request you'd like to make, let us know. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Next, we bring you live music. And normally, it doesn't make much difference to you as a listener, I realise, but I'm just going to paint the picture for you here. What we do is we get a busker in off the streets on a Friday afternoon to perform live for us. Normally, they come into this studio where we are. Here, just have a look at it now. This studio. But now, what we've done is we've commandeered Virgin Radio's session studio. It's not a studio. They call it the Red Room. Red Room. Red room. It's not red, it's not a room, it's got black curtains in it, it's more of a sort of space. Anyway, we're going to be doing it down there, so during the adverts that you're about to hear and the traffic and travel, I'm going to run downstairs, and the next bit of the programme will come live from that session studio. It's Virgin Radio, in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio, in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Oh. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full service.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 18mm ply for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the train go.
This is unbelievable, Jeff. You have to see this to believe it.
I'm not Jeff, but you're spot on. This is unbelievable. Watch Tottenham v Watford tomorrow for just £6.99 on Now TV. That's right, stream the biggest matches live with a pay-as-you-go Sky Sports Day Pass, only available on Now TV. So, to get 24 hours of Sky Sports for just £6.99, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK only, content streamed via internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
I don't know who you are or what your business does, but if you're looking for a better utilities deal, we will find you one. We have a very particular set of skills. Skills acquired over long careers. Skills that make us a nightmare for traditional business water suppliers. Go to utilitywise.com/water and that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, we will find you and we will help you save up to 25% on your utility bills.
Savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
We start off in West Yorkshire. The M62 eastbound is closed. It's queuing due to a police incident between junctions 25 and 26. Congestion all the way to junction 23. In South Yorkshire, we got one lane closed because of a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound. That's between junctions 31 and 30, but traffic is coping well there. And in Berkshire, the M4 westbound has one lane closed and slow traffic. That's because of a broken down vehicle between junctions 12 and 13.
The twice daily battle with a torrent of kit, the school bags, the sports gear, yet making it fit is a puzzle that only my phone can outwit in my calm within the storm. Through the maelstrom of mobiles and fingers that tap, I show them a truly powerful app. With a touch of a screen, the seats fold and adapt in my calm within the storm. All new Land Rover Discovery, with seats you can configure from your smartphone. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms, search all new Discovery. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Only use your mobile when it's safe and legal to do so. Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, you'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get.
What?
Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And now you may notice that the sound quality has slightly changed. We have moved out of our crappy little tin pot studio upstairs in the building and come down to Virgin Radio's session studio where the likes of, oh, I don't know, the Kaiser Chiefs play. You, me at six, others. But we have commandeered it for our Friday afternoon busker sessions. It's where we quite literally go out into the streets of London and we drag a performer, a singer-songwriter in because we like what they do. Today, we meet Joseph. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, you are our debut in this space.
Yeah, no, I feel quite honoured.
Yeah, so you've got a... I'm not... No pressure.
No pressure at all.
But like I said, you know, Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, just have to ace it.
You need to ace this.
No other excuses.
Exactly. So look, where did we find you? Where do you sort of do your performing?
It's a good point. I was thinking, because I actually haven't done any busking yet. Mm. There's a reason for that. I'll explain in a minute. But if I was going to do any, it'd probably be around Oxford Street. The reason I haven't done any is because I got all my gear, I was ready to go, and as soon as I was about to say ready, let's go, I diagnosed my third relapse of cancer. So the problem is I can't really carry all my gear if I'm feeling like a, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So in terms of, you say a third relapse, okay.
Yeah.
So, and has this been an ongoing thing that sort of gets very much in the way of doing? Because you've got a lot of kit here
to
carry around, as you rightly said.
Yeah.
So this is guitar, you've got effects pedals and all this kind of stuff, which is why we brought you down here, because frankly, we needed to plug it all in, if I'm honest. But in terms of how you do perform, if you're not feeling 100%, I mean, how does that work? When you do music, and you know, that requires you giving it your all. That takes a lot of energy, of course. So how do you juggle it?
I just do what I can when I can. Usually chemos go on for like 2 to 3 weeks, so like by the end of the second to third week I'm starting to feel quite good.
Yeah.
So what I do is at this point I'll go out, I'll try and do as many gigs as possible, try and do as many things as possible, you know, do some recordings, because that's what I'm trying to do at the moment.
Sure.
But sometimes it's a bit hit and miss.
Yeah.
So
all right. Well, look, we're pleased you're here, obviously, to do this for us. So we're going to do two tracks.
Yeah.
So what are we going to hear first?
How Would You Feel, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, good cover. All right. Okay. Let's crack on. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do this. Get that strap right. Didn't have my pedal on. There we go.
We're going to take that again. All right. That's live radio for you.
What's going on here? All right.
Here we go.
Questions we shouldn't ask, but how would you feel if I told you I loved you? He
It's just something that I wanna do. I'm taking my time, spending my life, falling deeper in love with you. So tell me that you love me too.
Come on, that was superb stuff. Now, that Joseph, that's amazing. But what's interesting is, because that's the radio, and obviously people, I was watching you do all that, but obviously people can't see you, except they sort of can, because we are filming this, so this will be on the Talk Radio website before very long. But very quickly, because I know we've got to get another track in, talk us through that, because that's all effects pedals and looped stuff. So you do you play a bit, you loop it, you come back in and do another bit and loop it. So, I mean, just very quickly, so how does that work?
Imagine you've got a studio session set up with three tracks and only three tracks.
Yeah.
And with that amount of tracks, you can overdub on the spot. So every time I play something and I've got my record button on, it loops it. But I have three different ones, so I can drop out what I want, when I want, you know, do the whole thing and go.
Yeah. It sounded amazing. I mean, it's great. What are we hearing next?
It's one of my originals called When I'm With You.
All right.
Cool.
Whenever you're ready. Awesome. Here we go. Live music on Talk Radio, our Busker Sessions, Friday afternoon. Mm.
Gotta reach you. Bear with me 2 seconds.
No worries. It's keeping it real, basically. That's what's going on. This happens on Dermot O'Leary on Radio 2.
Yeah, this is the boring bit of every gig.
I'm enjoying this song. This is a toe-tapper.
This is my favourite song. Worst bit is you can still hear it through the mics, I think.
While you're doing it, I should just tell you that if you want to find Joseph online, I'm going to guess by the look of his guitar strap that you want to be searching for Joseph Doran Music. D-O-R-A-N. That's where you'll find him online.
Just type it into Google up here.
There you go.
All right, ready.
Here we go.
There's no one else to try. tell you that it's over. I'm finished with you forever. No one's ever gonna want you. You're kidding yourself. You can't do better.
Tell me that there's no one else to try to go. To your chest,
I'll tell you that it's over. I'm finished with you forever. No one's ever gonna want you. You're kidding yourself. You can't do that.
Try to run away, but you tell me that there's no one else. I try to go through the door, but you pull me back into your chest.
I'll tell you that it's over. I'm finished with you forever. No one's ever gonna want you. You're kidding yourself. You can't do better.
That was incredible.
Thanks.
What a sound.
Yeah.
Look, we're out of time because we've got to go straight to the news.
Cool, no worries.
But give us your website. Joseph Duran
Music. Joseph Duran Music.co.uk.
Joseph Duran, D-O-R-A-N. One man made all of that noise. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Yasmin Khan is next.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.